Soapbox Monday is, huh? That's when we get on that box and we talk about anything that's bothering us. So you want something? You got something on your mind that's bothering you today, and you need to get on that soapbox and just talk about it. Hey, you're in the right spot. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk. Hey, it's been a weekend, man. I tell you, that's a smooth groove, isn't it? Man, that is a smooth groove. Groovy. I see you out there, Goofy. The Goofy Bone already here. I'm sure he got some things he want to talk about. But hey, y'all, it was a good weekend. We made it through. Now we're here on Monday. That's what I'm talking about right there. Man, that group was nice, man. Just got me sitting here walking. Wow. Wow. I'm telling you. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, Goofy, we talk about you because you was drunk Friday night on your show. I know. I was there. All right, so you know what we're going to do? That's just a nice groove. We're going to stay out for a moment, and I'll be back in about 10, 15 minutes. Let's go and let that play out, okay? Well, okay, it played out. I told you, I'll be right back. I told you it wasn't going to take long, didn't it? All right, y'all. Just like any Monday, things just don't work out like you think it should, right? But it's there. We here. I'm here, and thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining. All right. Oh, man, I tell you. Today is Monday, March the 25th. I'm telling you, man, it's Monday the 25th. This is the last week in the month. Oh, man, then we be in April. Good Lord. I'm telling you, something is happening, man. Time just seems to be going by and by and by. And it's not going slowly either. It's not going slowly, that's for sure. That's for sure. All right, let's see what we got happening here today. Today is Monday, March the 25th, 2013. Hey, man, I wonder what the hell happened to the weather. The other day it was like, good Lord, I mean, it was nice and warm in the 80s, and everything was fine. Man, you woke up yesterday, and it was like the 40s and the 50s, and it's cold out there now. Oh, no. Hey, Baba Benny. Benny want to know what the topic of the day is. I'm sorry, Benny. The topic of the day is it's Soapbox Monday. So the topic is whatever we want it to be. You got something you want to get on your soapbox and talk about today? Today is the day. There is no topic per se. We talk about whatever we talk about. And that's what makes it great on Mondays. Because, you know, so many things have happened over the weekend. And, you know, you may have thought of something last week that you couldn't get out. Well, today is today because we have it all. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about how your feet stink? Well, then we'll talk about how your feet stink. But listen, to be honest with you, we may talk about you, but we still talk about how your feet stink. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm just messing. No, I'm not. We will talk about you. But to answer your question, Benny, today is Soapbox Monday. Okay, so basically we talk about whatever you want to talk about. Okay? So if you got something that you want to talk about, hey, let me know. Put it in the chat room. I'll bring it out. Y'all know me. I'm easy to get along with. Yeah, I am. I'm very easy. Some of y'all kind of difficult to get along with, but it's still all good. I'm easy to get along with. Okay. It's all good. If you want to join in the conversation today on Soapbox Monday, no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. And we'll listen to you, and you know, we'll give you a little chat, and we'll talk it up. Also, you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I am on Twitter at driven4frlife62. And I do have a Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Okay, so those are the ways you can contact me during the show, after the show. However, Goofy said I got to crush some cans from this weekend. See? Oh, Lord have mercy. See, it already started. It already has started, I'm telling you. All right, Goofy, I know you're calling in a few. All right, now, as I was saying, let's get to some house rules, okay? The rumblings and the tumblings and the things that make the show go wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Let's see what we got going on. All right, being that the show comes on at 2 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon and we are adults, we do talk about adult topics. All right. Now, since we do talk about adult topics, some things and sometimes people are, you know, sensitive. I'm going to say sensitive. All right. And, you know, sometimes I really feel that people are too sensitive in today's society, but that's the way some people are. However, what I'm going to say is, you know, things are said, words are said. You know, comments are made, and it may upset some of you. Well, you know what? For those that are upset, you know, I do apologize. I do. However, you must understand, we are adults, and we have adult conversations. And that's all I'm going to say. And I had something else to say, but I changed my mind. Basically, what I'm telling you is, some things are going to be said we apologize for. I apologize for, that's for sure, because we do try and keep it kind of generic somewhat. However, you know, we are adults, and sometimes a point has to be made in a certain way, and something is said. It's just that simple, okay? Now, we also do encourage open dialogue on the show, and we love to hear what everybody has to say. That's what makes the show click. You know, interaction with each other. But we can't have that interaction if everybody is talking over each other. Now, we know, I know he out there listening, so I'm going to say it. Now, we know Joe and Miss Lady, they have this thing that between the two of them that they love so much. They love each other so much, so one don't want to hear the other one talk. Now, here's the funny part. They both make some great points at times. But neither one of us, no one else can hear them because they're going back and forth. So, using that as an example, please don't talk over each other. You know, let everybody talk. It's easy. That's an easy thing to do, isn't it? No. We say it is, but it's not that easy because we get hype and we ready to respond and we be ready to bite our tongue off trying to hold it. But just wait, we'll get to you. Now, by chance we get too crowded and everybody decide they want to talk, I would mute everybody and just impose a 3-minute time limit, and I will only open your mics up for that 3 minutes, which seems kind of yucky, but hey, if that's what I have to do, that's what I have to do. And another thing is no personal attacks, y'all. Don't be calling each other out your name, especially if you can't take it when they call you out your name back. That's all I'm going to say about that one. We're supposed to be adults. I mean, yes, I call people knuckleheads and what have you. But, okay, it's a knucklehead. I mean, when I say personal attacks, y'all know what I mean, okay? And there's also words that we will not use on this show. I don't care what century are we living in or where there holds any jurisprudence or any other bull crap. Just certain words we're not using. And the ones you listen, they know what words are, so I don't have to repeat them. And, of course, if any of these guidelines are violated, we will not hesitate to slap you upside your head and mute you. And if you continue to act as you want to act, we will kick you off, period. And those are the rules of the house. That's right. Those are the rules in the house. And I think there are some pretty damn good rules. That's all I'm going to say to that one. All right, y'all. So, let's talk. The song of the day. Oh, man, y'all going to like this song of the day. Love and Happiness by Al Green. Man, how can you not love that song, song of the day? Love and Happiness. Say, love will make you do wrong. Love will make you do right. I tell you, Love and Happiness, man, that's the song of the day. Hey, Duane, I don't need you. Yeah, y'all know how to find that one, right? Y'all know how to find that song. I know y'all do. All right, let's see. The quote of the day. Here's the quote of the day. Check this out. Life is like a coin. You can spend it any way you wish, but you only spend it once. Think about that one. That's by Lillian Dixon. Yeah, she was a missionary to the mountain people of Formosa, modern day Taiwan. That's a hell of a way of thinking about it, isn't it? Life is like a coin. You can spend it any way you wish, but you only spend it once. Oh boy, I tell you, you can't be thinking like that. Oh, okay. All right. Well, we covered all the particulars out there. So what's on your mind out there today, my listeners, my peoples? What's going on out there today? You know, there's so much that's happening, and we need to go on, because I got a little something I want to talk about, too. But I see my brother Lowe has his hand raised up bright and early, so we're going to go bring Mr. Lowe in. Hello, Mr. Lowe. How was your weekend, bruh? Mr. Lowe, are you there? Okay. Mr. Lowe must have...
Oh, raised sorry up. About that. My weekend was wonderful, sir. How are you?
I'm hanging out, man. Hey. Hanging out.
Good thing. Mm-hmm. Always good to be in good company, whether in person or whatever.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So what you get on the soapbox about today?
Oh man, why your brothers act the way they do, man? I'm talking about your brothers, your colleagues in the media.
No.
I was just reading about Hugo Chavez, and you know how they demonized him so much. Well, I also did some reading and did a little digging. And did you happen to see that photograph of all the people that was at his funeral, his fellow countrymen?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that actually says a lot, and you haven't seen that anywhere in the media.
You're not going to see that in the media.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's be honest now. Yeah, and the reason why, because, you know, they have demonized that man so bad, you're not going to see that, because that goes against what they want you to believe. You know, it's the, you know what, honestly, it's the same way with Castro in Cuba. It's the same way. Them people love him, that man. But in our eyes, we've been led to believe that he's such a tyrant and whatever. You know, of course, the media is slanted, you know, it's just slanted. Ain't no, you know, the media is just slanted.
Right.
One way.
Right.
You know, whoever paying the highest dollar, that's the way the media is going to slant. And, of course, you know, the government got everybody, so it's going to be slanted that way.
I kind of disagree with that, kind of, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, go ahead.
The main... media corporations, the mega media corporations, are actually owned by a small group of people. And the thing is, You know, of course, those people in the government work hand in hand, no question.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as if we had a government that was here actually for the people, then the media would be obligated to tell some of the truth.
I'm glad you said that. And this is why I say the government and Islam, whoever have the most money. Because if the media was truly free press, as they say, we would be hearing about how in the 60s and the 70s, the NRA was actually, for gun control because of the Black Panthers. But you're not
right.
So you're not hearing any of that at all.
Right.
Because they
right.
don't want you to know that. Actually,
right.
that great president they call Ronald Reagan, he went who signed the Milford Act into, signed the law, keeping guns out of the hand of people like the Black Panthers and the blacks, period.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then when he was elected president, they backed him. The NRA backed him. But what I found funny was the same man that worked so hard to keep guns out of minorities' hands, per se, I'm going to say blacks, he ended up being a victim of gun violence by a white man.
Yep.
You know?
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, that's ironic. But those are the things that the media would not tell us. You're not going to know about it.
Absolutely,
you know?
Right.
So when you hear these folk on these dang old talk shows talking about the NRA has always been, don't listen to it, man. You got to dig a little farther to figure it out.
Hey, on a side note, when you and I side politicked a little bit, I told you that, right? I said, you got to dig a little deeper in what we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Hey, that's all it is, man. I mean, the thing that I see to me that's most disturbing is, oh, yeah, if there's any type of gun violence. I mean, this kid that they have, I think, that supposedly killed this child. Was that Georgia? Now,
yeah, Georgia, yeah.
I'm going to say it. I don't give a damn who don't like it. The first thing I thought of when I heard, the description was a young black man. Oh, here you go with a crying white woman. That's the very first thing I thought of. And I don't care what's going on. A white woman crying will stop the world from moving.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? It's another backstory to that one, too. That's her second child. She done lost that way, which is, but it wasn't in Georgia. It was in, I think, Philadelphia, somewhere up in there. So it's interesting, though. This is twice the same woman. Yeah, I don't know. It beginning to stink a little bit, Jazz, me, but hold on. We got somebody else with their hand up.
Probably 111.
It's no probably about it. It is. One,
Brother Joe,
one.
What's that?
What's going on, Mr. Joseph? How you doing?
Hey, Eric Galo.
Nah.
You know what about the NRA?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to keep guns out of the hands of blacks. However, I'd have to see the documentation, the real transcript or a video of that, because I don't quite believe that the NRA, back during Reagan's time, wanted everybody to have guns. Except blacks, and then targeting they may have said that certain domestic violent, what were they called? Domestic terrorist groups should not have guns, and they may have said the Black Panthers. But I'd have to see the transcript, because when you read other people's reportings of other people's reportings, it's like playing the telephone game. Like, for example, I was reading the other day that John McCain said he was a war criminal, and people had even had a link inside their articles pointing back to the 60 Minutes transcript of 1997. Mm-hmm. So I went to do the research to try to find out, what the transcript was of 1997 for 60 Minutes. I didn't even have to get that far. Somebody else had a transcript, an excerpt of the transcript, and what McCain was saying was that when he was captured by the Vietnamese, they tried to make him sign a confession, and in the confession, they wanted him to say that he was a war criminal. Because on the face, how will somebody like John McCain ever admit that he was a war criminal? So the point I'm getting to is that people just can't believe what they read unless they have the actual documentation in front of them.
I would agree.
Okay. You know, you get in an argument with me. We got another hand raised. I tell you,
I bet you that's Goofy.
Now, Goofy crushing cans from this weekend, his party.
Okay. He's going to get 5 cents apiece from him. Oh, he, what a.
Happy
what
Monday
a,
to you. You're on Let's Talk. Can I have your name and where you calling from?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. See, Joe, you start getting speculation. I'm far from Goofy.
Here's a Michael sighting. Here we go.
Oh, I'm far from Goofy. How you guys doing?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Big Mike? What's up?
Man, I want to talk to y'all about something, man. Y'all hear about this football player, man, with this rape case, this girl done lied, and now they ain't going to prosecute her ass.
Well, they rarely do that.
Okay.
You ain't hear about that? You ain't hear about that?
I haven't heard about it, but no, I
haven't
heard about it.
Heard
but
about
they
it
rarely
now.
Ever prosecute the persons who accuse men of rape.
You remember you
enlighten us, Michael.
Well, this guy, right? He was out in California, Polytech High School. The girl charged said, you know, they were in the stairwell. I guess they were, you know, kissing or what have you. She went back home, told her parents she got raped and all that shit, right? They prosecute the boy. They did DNA. He said, I know I wasn't, you know, he said he didn't do it. They did DNA. The DNA came back negative, but his attorney told him, convinced him to do a no contest, which is like a plea. Which is like a plea, okay? No contest, because he was saying, okay, if I go to court, you know they're gonna, because he's a football player. His lawyer said, if you go to trial, you know they're gonna convict you. So he was saying, well, hold up, if they're gonna convict me, I'm gonna do 25 years of life, or if I can do this plea deal, I might do 10. Well, he did the plea deal. He did 5 years in prison. Fucked his whole career up. He was gonna go to UFC to the Seattle coach called and was going to pick him up, okay? He did 5 years in prison. Then he did half on Homelander. Well, anyway, they caught her on tape. His attorney got her, and they got her on tape saying he didn't do it at all, right? And now the school system actually awarded her $750,000 because her parents sued the school system. And she said, well, I really don't want to say nothing because I might have to pay the money back. To make a long story short, guys, now they're not even prosecuting her. They said they're not even going to go back because if they prosecute her, that other women that may come forward with rape may seem like they're not going to be believed. And the football player, he said he doesn't want to prosecute her because he just want to go on or what have you. Now Carlton, who's a coach of the Seattle, coach for Seattle, he gave him a trial. He let the guy trial for Seattle. Of course, he didn't make it. But I'm saying, man, this double society. The college, the prosecution said they're not gonna charge her. They're just gonna let her walk away with it. And I said, wow, look at these double standards, man. Women have a lot of power, and it's clearly, you know. And so now she's trying to say, well, I'm retracting. He still did, you know, he did do it. So it's crazy, man. Do y'all research on that, man. It's so crazy, man. It is so crazy. And then now they're trying to say that since the test came back negative, it wasn't the attorney's fault because a negative DNA test doesn't point that somebody else did it. It's just saying that he – Something they were saying, man. It's crazy.
They were probably
it's crazy how this legal system is.
What I would guess is that if it comes back negative, they would say, okay, his semen was not found. That doesn't mean that he didn't rape her. That's something that they probably could say.
Okay, and
right,
when did this take place?
This took place 10 years ago. But now they just caught her on tape. Because they set her up. They said, well, you know, they just came, well, won't you just come and just, you know, talk to my client, and he just wants you to say right into his face that, you know he didn't do it. She came, first time she came, she said, well, I don't want to talk about it. Second time she came, she said it, man. He ain't had nothing to do with that. He ain't had nothing to do with that. Fuck that man life up, man. And she's sitting back, you know, she – Man, she got $750,000 from the school system. Guess what? The school system talking about they ain't going to get the money back or nothing.
They should sue
research
her.
Research this shit, man. Yeah, but guess what? The prosecution saying they just going to let it go.
Well,
they going to let it go, man.
But like I said, a lot of women, most women probably, are not prosecuted for false accusations, at least none that I've ever really heard of.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Right,
and the lawyers are
right.
saying the reason why they're not going to do it because they're going to, if they do this and put her on trial, it's going to make other women cases feel not as concrete because they're going to look at her case. Fuck that bullshit, man. Evidence is evidence. But I'm saying he had a fucked up lawyer because sometimes, you know, people don't have good lawyers. His lawyer could have beat that case. It came back negative, but then
yeah.
it's tough when you have a – sometimes even when the evidence – it's pointing to get innocent. They'd take that woman, man. They'd take that woman's
you know
word, man. It's
yeah.
tough out here, man.
That
some women is dangerous, man. They got power, like Mr. Solution said,
oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
got
I mean,
power,
look,
man.
In this society,
okay.
men are nothing more than just disposable Kleenex. To tell you the truth, I mean, if you really, really think about it, the law is skewed towards women. Men have an undue amount of stress on their shoulders. And then men accept this particular position of being in the male, the alpha male role, and they submit themselves to these types of situations, and it's not good for us as men because it wears on our nervous system. Going back to the lawyer, he may not have been a good lawyer. He may have been, you know, he may have, like you would say, Mike, if the guy that was accused lost the case, he would have had 25 years. With a no contest, I would have thought they probably gave him 5 years as a result. No, it's either 5 years or 25.
Well, they gave him 10 years. Well, they gave him 10 years, and he did 5 years in prison, then 5 years home monitor.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which fucked his whole football career up. I mean, they mm-hmm. showed it. It was a 60-minute special last night.
Oh, yeah?
It was a 60-minute
oh,
special
a,
last
yeah.
night, y'all.
Okay,
I
know the case you're talking about.
Let's
peel
back.
Now.
Yeah, man, that was
shit.
Fucked up, man. That was
yeah.
fucked up,
let's,
man.
Let's peel back a little bit. Michael, first question I have for you is.
Wait, well, but
Lo,
before you get to, Lo, before you get to asking, let me bring Goofy in, okay?
All
and
right.
That way we have everybody here. All right, Goofy, you finished smashing cans, man?
Man, Michael, what he said made me smash him even harder, man. Women are, I'm telling you, women are so corrupt. I don't know if you guys heard what happened to me on Saturday night, but there's a group of women, you know, I was with the party and, you know, I put my credit card, you know, on the tab and I told the bartender, you know, see these people, you know, if they want, you know, whatever, you know, give it to them on my tab. Well, anyways, I a long friend from, like, back when I was, like, a teenager, I seen her, I hugged her, da-da-da-da. Well, she got mad at me years ago because I fucked her friend, and the friend that I fucked was happened to be there. They're still friends. But anyways, they thought they could get over on me. They told the bartender, hey, you know, he said, you know, he pointed at me that we could get whatever drink we want. So, you know, they started, you know, adding a tab to my drink.
Right. What was the discussion you and I had the other day?
Yeah, I know, and it's crazy. And then you know, I told the bartender, what the hell, you know, why is this so much? And then he started telling me, and then I was like, oh, okay, well, you better, you know, take that off, or I'll, you know, do credit card fraud on you. And you know, right away he was all scared. He even my bill even cut it in half. So. But, I mean, that's how powerful women are. They could just do, you know, one little thing and, you know, get you like that.
Of course
and
it
it's
is.
So corrupt. And, Michael, if I was that football player, I would have wrote that I wouldn't care. You know, if you're innocent, you're innocent. And later on they'll find you innocent. And guess what? He should have got paid from the county or whatever for sitting in jail when he was innocent.
But see, I don't think that's malicious prosecution, though.
Why not?
See, because malicious prosecution, when the prosecution intentionally plants evidence on you, because basically you sue on the government, so you got to show that they intentionally had evidence, withheld evidence that will set you free. But going on her word, man, is tough. So. I mean, wow. I mean, and you know, man, it's crazy though.
But they took it and ran. I didn't mean to cut you off. They took it and ran with it. And his, I don't know where he got that cornball ass attorney from, but you know, you get those a lot. But
you know, I thought it was a public offender.
Yeah, but who, what kind of attorney tells you?
But he was
a public defense. Somebody that's not giving a damn about you because you're not paying them money. That's why.
Right.
I don't know
if he was a public defender or not. He might have been a paid attorney.
I couldn't give my paid attorney money, and he'd tell me, well, you know, I know that you say you're innocent, but we might ought to take this deal. It's going to be the best we can.
Well, like I said, remember now, the DNA, it only said that it wasn't his, okay?
Right.
He did not have sperm inside her. That doesn't mean that he did not rape her.
Right.
No, body fluid is right.
It doesn't mean that he did rape her either.
There's where the
I
DNA
know,
but
that's the thing.
Up their game and prove how did he rape her?
No,
that's
man.
No. It's not up to the prosecution to say, okay, now you got to prove how come you didn't rape her. It's up to the prosecution to prove that he did. And they probably could.
Well, look, if there's no semen samples or anything.
That doesn't mean that he didn't rape her.
That could have meant he used
a rubber.
But then there would also be DNA sweat behind her or something, unless she wore a human condom, you know.
Yeah, but her bodily fluids aren't in question. Her bodily fluids are always going to be there if she was raped or not. His bodily fluids are what's in question. If his bodily fluids are there, that means he was there. So, without the semen, they can't say he fucked or he raped her, but he was there. And if they had any other kind of proof, let's say vaginal bruising or something, then they can have proof that there was some sort of sexual assault. He's the only one there. We don't know. I'm going to have to take a look again.
Kind of stupid for even saying no contest and listening to his lawyer. That's some fucking bullshit, man.
Right, but you got to realize.
And you ride that till the motherfucking wheels fall off. There's men
but
that
you,
are
you know, we can
right
all say that, Goofy, but if we're the ones in jail
and
we're faced with 25 years to life versus 10 years with 5 years off for probation or good time, you know, there are thousands of people every year who take that kind of bargain.
I've had a bargain thrown in my face where I would see life without parole for pushing some idiot that tried to fight me because I hit him. I rear-ended his girlfriend's car, and he tried to come at me, you know, I went to go see if everyone's okay, and he tried to fight me. He punched me, and then I punched him back, and when I punched him, we were still on the freeway, and he flew, and a car hit him. So they tried to get me for murder.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped after the wheels fall off.
And you must have had a good lawyer or some witnesses or maybe security camera.
I've had my lawyer ever since I was like 19.
you knew what kind of life you were going
to
have.
But see, that goes to show, guys, sometimes when people admit to some shit for how crazy it is, that people admit to shit that they ain't do. I had another case where the four boys are together, and all three said they didn't do it, and the police pressured these kids, and one said, okay, I did it, and took all of them down. Years later, they did 20 years, and he come back and say, I was lying, and everything. So that's one where they got some money back. I mean, they got some money. I think they got some millions. I think it was like three of them that did it.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I say that on ID.
When you get people come on this and other show, I love the law and I love the police. And when you hear stories like this, that pokes a hole in all of that garbage.
Exactly.
How much of an upstanding citizen you supposed to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here. I mean, that guy that you're talking about, the athlete, he took more of a fucking from his attorney than he did when he got in prison.
Right, because, right, and you got to realize he was 17. He figured, well, I'll be 27. I'm still young or what have you. But if that test would have came back negative and you know you ain't do it, man, you got to fight. But I mean, it's a tough situation, but, man, you got to fight, man. You got to fight. So I think it was the attorney's fault.
Here we go. You want to blame the attorney. You have to understand back when this happened, the system is not perfect now, but as far as DNA and all that, that wasn't all that accepted back then. So,
Wait, Michael.
It happened when? It happened some years ago, right?
Right, 10 years ago, DNA was in full effect. Right, I'm saying 10 years ago was not 84. DNA's been together about 20 years now.
Yeah, but I'm saying that everybody was still wasn't dependent on DNA as they do now. The second thing was this kid, his lawyer probably told him that, okay, what we do, you plead no contest. You know, you get a little, by the time you get out, you be what, about the age of you graduating from college, and you still can go and play ball. So the kid, not knowing, probably not having anybody else to listen to, bought into it. I mean, what 17-year-old want to look at spending 20 years in prison?
But listen to you, what you're saying, Mr. Talk. Listen to me. If your son was 17 years old and your son said, Daddy, I didn't do it, you're going to tell your son to take a plea deal? You're going to say, son, if you believe in my son? Exactly. So you can't say, I'm just looking at what I would do. I'm looking at what I would do. If the test would have came back negative, listen, because they took the test for a reason. They took the test for evidence. If the test would have came back negative, saying he ain't had shit to do with it, and my client said he didn't have nothing to do with it, I'm going to go ahead and I'm gonna press forward.
Okay.
And let the cause may fall where it may, but it's
calm
fucked
down,
up,
Michael.
Though.
Calm down, Michael. Right,
what do you mean? No,
breath.
I don't have to act the way you want me to act. I'm speaking the way I want to speak, bro.
Just take a breath. That's all I'm saying.
Michael, take a breath for what? I'll be quiet, but I'm not. I'm going to talk. I can't act the way you want me to act.
Okay, listen, man. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to feel you get tased today. Cause when you get tased, I trim a little bit. So,
but why is he telling me to calm down?
No, I'm just saying, Michael. Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to act the way you want me to act. I want to be me. I don't want to be the way you want me to be.
You cool and you ain't yelling or nothing, but you like a sewing machine. And not taking a breath.
Right. And guess what? Everybody else does it too. I'm no different.
Okay. All right, anyway.
Calm down. What are you talking about? I will say, though,
as far as I think, I'm under the impression that that attorney got to that boy's mama and said, I know that you don't want him to go to prison, but this is probably the best thing that we can get to ensure that he doesn't go for 20-plus years. You know, I would assume that, for it to be a situation like that, because I will agree with Michael. If I had a son and my son came to me and said, Daddy, I didn't do it. I know we don't have any money to get an attorney. I didn't do it. I know this guy is just saying, hey, go ahead and plead out or whatever. And see, this is where if you had the upstanding attorneys in your black neighborhoods that have, quote, unquote, made it, could actually come in and say, hey, you know what? I know a guy that deals in cases like this, and he owes me a favor. So I could possibly get him to do this for nothing or dirt cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought. But as soon as you get your paper in your hand and you run over there across the tracks and forget about us, then it is what it is.
It is what it is. Joe, what about that proverbial bad seed that we was talking about last week? What'd you think? You would let him go on and go on down?
Oh, Joe. Might be
Joe,
taking
he
must, a nap.
Yeah.
But,
Joe,
Michael, one
wait a minute.
Thing
he back.
Say, okay.
Go ahead.
What'd you say, Lo?
One thing I was going to say is you came in here with a story like that, and we were making some progress with Joe. Joe used to be a part of that council of fucked up relationships. He used to be a member of that motherfucker.
Okay.
Those guys have the courage to tell, man. Never a dull moment listening to them bash women, I tell you.
Yay. All right.
You done brought them back.
Okay. So I'm here on the net. I'm going to try to download that transcript for 60 minutes. Now I'm here and I'm in a fucked up council relationship here. All right.
Yeah, council of fucked up relationship.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. Yeah, me and my libido. I know all about it.
No, not that, man. Not that.
Yeah, that's the buzz. I'm going to hang up.
Just him and his Obama phone.
Just this static, and I'll be back in a few minutes. I want to download that 60 minutes transcript.
Okay. Right. Anyway.
Yeah, Michael. Yeah, we were making such great progress with Joe, and you came in with this story and said women are this. And you know he was going to bite it. You know he was going to go in with it. He couldn't have it.
No, he couldn't have it.
No, he couldn't.
See that man.
Yeah, but I think we were discussing Chavez.
We was talking about Chavez. Yeah.
And the media.
The media.
That's where. It's like I said, man. You're absolutely right. If it's something big, that's anti propaganda, then you can forget about it. You'll never hear about it too much. I can't remember what the name of that school is on the East Coast, where you have all these children in this neighborhood trying to get into school, and they have to have a lottery pick or something like that.
Oh,
I only heard about that on 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Now something positive like that, you would think that they would be all over this, but the only thing they want to show is the inner city and the poverty and the schools are horrible and all of this and all of that. But, you know, just so happened the little 60-minute segment was about that, and I thought that was something that's actually good, you know. You put...
As far as well, I don't know what y'all talking about. You said a lottery ticket for school?
Yes, it's like a lottery number. You have all of these children trying to get into this small school,
right.
And some children, if they have enough people already, I think, then the extra two or three that could come in.
Yeah. It's done by a lottery.
Those are the ones that have low income. Other kids can pay their way in, but those are the ones that have low income, and they could come in through a lottery number.
Well, see, my job is sending me, I'm in school now, my job is sending me to school, right? And we were talking, and some of them foreigners, they saying that over in their country, they had to take a hard, hard test to get in college, and they say that only the rich can pass that test because they pay the test takers. And they say, and the poor don't get into college because they make the test so hard, basically you got to have money. I was like, wow. I was like, wow.
Well, see, when you're talking about...
And two foreigners said the same thing. Both of them agreed. I said, wow.
Well, see, when you talk about the other countries, especially, you know, third world countries and stuff like that, that's the way it's going to be. Money is what run those countries. And this may not be that the test is super hard, but in some cases, you know, the rural areas, they just don't have the education. That's how many of them end up over here going to school.
And that's why they be doing real good. That's why they go to school and do real good, because they know compared to what, I listened to them, I said, wow, America, man, there's a lot of people don't want to go to school, don't want to do shit. And now listen to what these people actually telling me. This is real. They can't get into college because, you know, you got to have a certain type of money. I said, wow.
Well,
we get grants and all that type of stuff, and some people
Americans,
just don't want to take it seriously.
Americans, they want to do stuff. The only thing they want to do is be the next Lil Wayne or somebody on a reality TV show or something foolish like that. You know, that's what they aspire to do. You know, you can take any child in any country and and let's say you take a baby that's 3 years old, take him to China, a black child from the inner city, take him to China and give him the same opportunities as those children that live in China, give him the same rules and regulations. You're going to grow up and you're going to do this, you're going to do that. No, you're not going to go outside and play. And you can see the difference in that child versus the ones that stayed here because, you know, these kids here, hey, let's go outside or get out of my hair or I don't feel like dealing with you anyway. And, you know, really, just like the girl we was talking about, if I don't want you, I might kill you. So, you know, those people believe in education. They don't believe in allowing their children to accept being second best. You know.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the competition and being ahead of the game. Yeah.
Absolutely. Some of the guys that I had the privilege to work with and to work for, and even the ones that worked under me, those guys from overseas, those guys from like India and places like that, the job that they had might have been something to the effect of cleaning toilets. Every one of them had at least a bachelor's or a master's degree.
See?
But they
and guess what?
Yeah,
I just noticed.
Here's the thing. Then we had you know, Miss Oprah, and, you know, she did wonderful things. But instead of doing something here, she goes and opens a school up in Africa. I mean, that's not bad, but, you know, do you think some of that could have been done? Because people got mad at her about that. People really got upset
But see, black people right now, we got grants. They can go to community college over in Africa. They have no opportunity whatsoever. And another thing that she said is that they take it like Lo just said. They take it more seriously. She's not going to go here and put something in there that people is not going to take seriously. I'm just saying that's why some of the things, the criticism she came back with. But another thing I said, all these leaders like that Markai guy, that Brotherhood from Egypt president, all these leaders, they get educated over in America. I just found out that this man got a PhD in America. Kazai. PhDs,
yeah.
All them leaders, they come over here and get educated.
And with the new leader of Syria from Dallas. He's not
all in California. They go to California schools, man.
To Syria in 30 years. I read part of the transcript. Here's something else that Mike didn't mention. The guy's lawyer, the boy's lawyer, was an African American woman. She's the one that.
It doesn't matter. Why are you bringing that up? It doesn't matter. She's still incompetent.
At least by in that, it's not as though racism was involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
We never.
So, and he was facing 41 years, not 21. And it was between 18 to 5, which would have been the maximum. And here's the funny part about it. After he got out, he was on Facebook, and the woman that he supposedly raped friended him. And she wanted to meet him. She's the one who started all this bullshit because she still wanted to be with him.
Right, and then his lawyer said, okay, she wants to meet you. Let's set him up and put him in the tape. But out of his mouth, he said, I was facing 25 years to life. That's what I mentioned. That's why. I mean, I of course I don't know the specifics, but basically we're saying the same thing, Joe. But it don't matter what color her lawyer is or what type of – she still was incompetent. She was real incompetent. But that's the way it is. Because Lo said, your lawyer can convince you. If your lawyer can say, I think we can beat this motherfucker, go ahead and beat it, man. That's sad, though. That's sad. But I'm saying it's a lot of other cases where people are in jail. And, man, I would never want to go through that.
I don't know. I'd tell you, if I was facing 41 years and that or 18 to 5 with a no contest, it doesn't mean you pled guilty. It's a no contest. It's like getting discharged from the Army but without having a dishonorable discharge. So, I don't know. I tell you, if I was in that situation, I'd think about it.
I wouldn't.
I cannot admit to something that I did not do. I'm sorry. I mean, I know, as an adult, but I'm saying he was a child. Hold up. Let me say, he was a child in his parents. But
okay.
As an adult, I couldn't do it.
Okay, we said,
I couldn't do it.
Know, and like we always do, we sitting here saying what we wouldn't or couldn't. But you don't know. I mean, let's be
honest. I mean, we always say that.
He was a teenager. He's a teenager.
Absolutely. We always say, you know, when we're in our
wheelchair. He's a teenager. And no telling, you know, what was his thought process at the time.
Also, now we give teenagers the benefit of the doubt now, because a lot of times y'all say teenagers, we don't give them the benefit of the doubt.
That's what I'm saying. But what I said was, I did say he was a teenager. So, and we all know teenagers think differently than adults do. And
right.
We all
so you well, can't address teenagers as adults then. That's what you're saying.
No, let me say what I'm saying. Okay, what I'm saying is we don't know his train of thought. You don't know what a teenager, especially when you're faced with something like that. He probably was looking like, okay, he was supposed to be good in football. So he's probably looking at his career going down the drain if he goes away longer than, say, 10 years. You know, there's still hope. If even, you know, you do get 10, maybe I do 5, come on, I'll still be all right. But, you know, the 41 years, you know, that's like my life gone.
No, so they don't see it. They don't get as low.
If I can plead no contest, do a lot less time, and come out, maybe, just maybe, I have some hope to do what I need to do.
It's tough. Now, what you're saying is a good, it's a good suggestion, but I'm going to say, it's a very good suggestion, but I'm going to say that his lawyer, because she wasn't an attorney, she was just a lawyer, getting fucked over like this. His lawyer, she went and talked to that boy's mom or whoever he was living with, auntie or whoever, and she brought her sister's intuition in there with her. Well, you already know that if he go to trial and they gonna do this to him, you already know they gonna do that. Came in there on the slick on that side. No harm, no foul, because all she had to do was get it out of her folder of cases to work on. So give him this little time, and he accepted it, because I agree with Michael. If I didn't do it, damn it, I'm not gonna say I did regardless of what. But no contest does not automatically say, hey, you didn't do it. It doesn't say you did it either.
But yeah, legally it gives you some sort of backing. But the thing is, if you knew that 95% of the time most guys under those situations would be convicted, you still going to do it?
Mm-hmm. No contest. I'm not going. I'm not. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not.
All right. Personally, if I knew 95% of the time the prosecution went, I'm taking the plea.
Well, what,
right.
What about the backside of it, though?
Right, exactly. Exactly. The evidence was no. Well, I understand there's no right or wrong in this. I mean, we can go all. There's really no right or wrong in this. But I'm just listening to what people saying is, oh, he was a teenager. Then in certain circumstances, people say, well, they're teenagers, people like an adult. Only thing I'm saying is, man, if you didn't do it, you didn't do it, and you fight. If the criminal system's going to do you like that, I can't see it.
But here's
another question.
How about those people in prison who are innocent? You think they would reverse their particular life situations if you asked them?
No, because no. But look, I'm not going to tell my child. Listen, I'm not listening to what you're saying. You're telling a person,
wait a minute,
you didn't do something. I want you to say that you did something.
You're saying that.
Well, don't fight.
You're saying that those guys who have been in prison for 20, 25, 30 years, if they had it to do over again so that they could be out 25 years prior as a result of taking a no contest, if you asked 100 people in prison who were innocent, okay, fought all the way and lost, how many of them would say, you know what, thinking back on it, I would rather take the plea?
I don't know. Because it's all about the individual. Listen. If they know they didn't do it and they fight and they lose, they can go and within their heart, they may be a Christian. They're not going to do no shit like that. They may be do religious reasons. And if they can go, some people can go in jail and hold their head up. It's all the individual. All right. But I'm just saying, there's no way if I know I didn't do something, I'm going to stand and fight for myself. Bottom line. Basically, it's really no right or wrong in it, because it's up to the individual. But me personally, I would tell my sons, if you didn't do nothing, never tell nobody. You fight for yourself because you're not making – You're not living in the make-believe
world.
You know
what? If I was in a
you're not living
fight,
in the make-believe
world,
man.
I was in a
man.
Fist fight. I was in the middle of a fight, and there were two guys against me. I might fight to the death, but if I had to go out of my house and face 41 people coming after me with guns, I might just surrender.
Well, hey,
what
that's
are you talking
you,
about,
and,
Joe?
I got his analogy, but hey, that's you, Joe. I mean, when
right.
I asked you moments ago, I said, well, what about the backside of it? When I'm asking, actually is asking, what about your backside? What about that? Cause,
yeah,
know,
how about that?
There,
20 yeah, years in prison, yeah, you got Tyrell yeah, doing your backside.
That's
well,
what I'm talking about.
Another issue is we are talking like the system is all great and lovey-dovey and fair, which we know
oh,
is not.
Well, it's not.
Right, but you still got to fight. I'm just saying, me personally, I can't. I'm gonna fight for myself. No, I didn't do it. I'm gonna fight. I'm not gonna go like that. And you know what? You're right. If I had to do 25 years, I'd do my 25 years, hold up high and everything.
But
I try to find. Oh yeah, I did my. No, and I did. Look, it's me. It's my integrity, man. I'm not gonna do that, man. Me personally, that's just how I am. If y'all wanna do it, if anybody think they should do it, there's really no right or wrong in it. It's not. But I'm not going to admit or plead to nothing that I did not fucking do. I'm not gonna
right,
do it. I'm not gonna
now,
do
and,
it, man.
And we
I'm not gonna do it. That's my religion. That's my religion.
We
huh,
use a lot of hypotheticals here. Now, what if after and he pleaded not guilty? And he was convicted. And after these years have went by, this girl just has an epiphany. I don't know. Hey, somebody's interviewing her. Somebody's asking her some questions. Hey, so did that guy actually rape you or what? I mean, you know, that guy's been in prison a long time. Well, you know, hell, fuck it. No, he didn't. I came home. My dad asked me where I was. And me and my dad started arguing. And I just told him, hey, I got raped, you know, but yeah, I had sex. So, there's a thousand possibilities out there. That's what I'm saying.
Can I add one more thing, though, y'all? Hey, Mr. Talk, can I add one more thing? The thing of it never went to trial. It never went to trial, y'all. So that's why they really can't get convict her for lying on the stand. And I don't know what the fucking prosecution not going at her ass. What about that? The school ain't going at her. If I was the school system, I'd get my motherfucking money back. They gave us $150,000. And I'm saying it never went to trial. He didn't even take it to trial. She might have would have lied. If they would have went to trial, you would have your attorney pressure her ass on the fucking stand, evidence and all that shit. I would have broke her motherfucking ass down. But, I mean, it's on the hindsight. I'm just saying it's a sad case all the way, and I really feel bad for it. And I'm just saying, I'm looking at this woman. She got her fucking legs crossed, all tattooed. She looking at the camera like she just got away. I'm just saying to myself, wow, just look at you. I just can't believe this shit. Look, man,
I don't know why.
Man, look at this. What you mean you don't know why? She's a fucking liar, man.
Michael.
What you
Michael,
mean you don't know why I'm looking at her?
The reason why I said that, you act like this is just an isolated case or something. This has been going on for years, Michael.
But guess what? That doesn't make it right. What are you saying when you make that statement? What are you saying when you make that statement? It doesn't make it right. What
are
you talking about? What was that point for? Talk to him, Lo. Talk to him.
Are your people from down south? You have any people from down south, Michael?
Are we me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we got people down south.
That could possibly be the reason why you where you are right now, because somebody got caught in somebody's cookie jar, somebody's daughter's window or something, and somebody had to get out of town. The next thing you know, they're living upstate now, and Michael just happened to come along 10, 15 years later. I have a whole lot of people I know wind up having to leave from down south, going up north because of that. And I'll go ahead and say it. Them black guys was tatting them white girls' ass. They was fucking the shit out of them white girls, and they was loving it.
and guess what? And guess what? Them white
found out about it.
Exactly.
And then next thing you know, hey, he can't stay here because he'll wind up getting killed here. And so his family had him shipped off up north. I heard 1,000 stories like that. Matter of fact,
that's what got Rosewood destroyed.
Yeah,
a lot. A lie. I know.
But you got to, but man, you have to stand for something. If you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. You got to stand for something.
I know someone personally. I know someone right now that's in jail. He went to a guy's house. They was drinking. And he went back home, came back over to the guy's house a little later on, and the guy was in the room. He done passed out. So he was like, okay, well, I'll just come back. His old lady come to the door. Next thing you know, he was in there having sex with the guy's old lady. The guy woke up, and she screamed rape. Now, the guy that came over, he sat in jail for a few months now, and the police and the prosecutors, they asked this girl all these questions and whatnot, and they poked holes in her story all day long, and finally they had to drop the charges after she went and cried wolf like that.
And that's not an isolated incident either.
No, it's not.
Exactly. I understand.
Right. And you know another thing too, Fum, according to who's determining the statistics, I don't know if this is true, and I think Rich might say this too, is that 25% of girls who have accused men of rape are liars. 25%
have actually no. Than that.
25% have recanted their story, which means that maybe 50% of them are liars.
Right. I'll go that far. You know, I'm not going to say that rape hasn't happened in this society or any other time, because it has. But
but everybody's thinking about the chick, like Mike is talking about. What about the men?
I go with that too.
They keep the premise is that we can't have this girl, we can't prosecute the girl because it might make future girls who come forward not believe it. Well, how about future guys who come forward and say they're innocent? How about that?
Mm-hmm. And how about we are already aware
that in society, I don't care from then until now, that any time anything is called rape and it involves a man or woman, the guy's automatically assumed guilty until
that's right.
Until
they're proven innocent.
Yeah.
Or not even sometimes proven innocent. Sometimes the girl has to go ahead and say that he's innocent. You know, there could be no evidence laying there at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mike Tyson got convicted with no evidence.
Mike Tyson, and that was some bullshit. You're not coming to my hotel room 2 o'clock in the morning to play checkers or dominoes or something.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, see, and Mike Tyson got convicted on reputation. That's what he got convicted of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And see, and that's a whole other a can of worms we didn't even touch. Reputation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how come his reputation, his past, makes an impact on the jury, but you're not allowed by law to bring in the girl's sexual history?
Imagine that. That's kind of crazy, huh? I mean, that's like that girl that Kobe got caught up with, you know?
Yeah.
Hell, you, me, and everybody on the phone apparently had sex with her in the same day, a few hours, you know?
If you have the right attorneys and the right price, anything can be introduced one way or another.
I'll agree.
And then Kobe buys his girl $6 million. And that's another thing which irks me. He buys his girl $6 million, $6 million ring. Now, if he did molest a girl, I think the wife or the girlfriend does deserve to have Kobe make it up to her. But what girl would ever, with that same income bracket, would ever even think about giving to her boyfriend or to her husband a $6 million makeup gift? Never.
That's like, in fact, remember recently in the news, it was this young lady was suing Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, she's gone back and, how do you say it? She's not suing him anymore. She hasn't recanted, but, you know, her attorney, you know, kind of advised her that,
I think they signed an agreement where both of them are supposed to put it, sealed. So they're not supposed to talk about the case, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, from what I read and looking at it, there was no money exchanged, none whatsoever.
Mm. Wow.
No money was exchanged. So either, and she was, because she was married or something like that. So, I mean, at one time, she was divorced. And I think she just was trying to get some money, what have you, but whatever, they, you know.
Well, Michael has a secret son, too, doesn't he?
Well, no telling. Michael probably may have two or three secret sons.
You know, so, I mean, he's not, a, you know, he should be not guilty of what he's not guilty of, and he should be guilty of what he's guilty of.
Yeah, I mean.
He shouldn't be spreading his seed around either.
Oh, okay. How many? How many?
And you don't want.
Yeah, we talking about spreading
seed, place,
but
right?
We got this that knucklehead up in Tennessee with 20-something kids.
Who's
you
that?
Know? I mean, man, we did a story on that on a fun Friday.
Huh? Those Dugan people?
No. Are you talking about that hip hopper who had a reality show?
No, not him. It was somebody else up in Tennessee. And he had like 20-something kids, man. I mean.
Yeah,
and
he was like 31, 32 years old.
Yeah, and he was complaining child support. He was complaining about child support.
Nah, look, he can be stupid once or twice or three times, but after you actually find out how children are made, you keep it in your fucking pants or you put a rubber on it.
I've been with a rubber for so many years. It saved my motherfucking life.
It's even easier to just go and get a vasectomy.
Yeah, okay. But then you get you get chlamydia and you get all. Then you get
let's be honest now. Most guys will say, and I'm not advocating for this or anything, but most guys say, man, I'm not putting no rubber on. I want to feel that pussy.
Oh yeah, all of us say
that.
But shit.
Exactly.
Now, but, you know, hey, Lo, you're keeping it real. See, Lo, what you just said, that's a real statement. And a lot of people ain't going to mention that shit. That's being real. That's being real.
Yeah,
that's being real, man.
You look,
you ain't put no cut cards on it. Straight up and raw. Straight up and real.
It's just guys talking. Let's call it how it is. You know, let's leave everything to the side. Hell, I'm not going to lie and say that I haven't ever been there. I'm not going to.
Right. I'm not going to say I haven't rolled the dice neither. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to sit up here and say that. You know.
No guy can ever say if he has ever had sex with a woman, unprotected sex with a woman, that when she told him, don't take it out, leave it in, that every time he jumped up and snatched it out. No guy can ever say that.
Dad, I'll tell you right now.
Because it's unnatural, really.
Hell nah.
Using the cum is one of the unnatural things that you can possibly do. I mean, you have some guys, I mean, haven't even experienced ejaculating. If you haven't experienced ejaculating in a woman, you haven't really experienced sex. You haven't really experienced the nature. You really haven't experienced it. If you want to have sex like pornos, you really haven't experienced it. So
okay.
That's what it is. I'm being
actually,
real and raw. What
actually,
you about
on
love?
That note,
yeah,
on
true,
that
but...
note, actually, one big time porn star guy, he wound up giving a couple of women HIV on the set that he was having unprotected sex with, and so now in the porn industry they advocate for
everybody now.
Everybody have protected sex.
Yeah.
Well, what about? the Jody Arias case, where she stabbed her boyfriend 29 times, cut his throat, and then shot him. Now she's trying to say he abused her, and that's why she killed him.
Victim, they playing that victim role, and they love that shit. Boy, that woman got that victim card. She pulling up a victim.
That's right.
The women victim card. Boom.
Now he broke up with her because she was apparently stalking him. But 29 times, cut his throat, then shot him. Ain't that something?
That was a tennis player or something like that.
No, she wasn't no tennis player.
But Mr. Talk, didn't she say he was fucking her friend too, wasn't he? Something like that. They said that that he was fucking. He took one of her friends on a trip or something like that. I'm really not.
Okay, no.
Who the lady you talking about?
No.
I know I heard
that. It's been in the news. This is a big trial that's going on. It's been in the news.
Well, who is the lady?
Jody Arias. Well, she's just an old regular lady, I guess.
Well, let's back away from her because something better than that. This chick that used to be a big-time tennis player, I think she retired. She's like 32, 33. I don't know her name.
Uh-oh.
She... she apparently, I think she stabbed her ex-boyfriend or something. I read this the other day online.
Hold on.
She was famous. A famous tennis player.
Well, how about the astronaut?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, listen, in the state of Maryland, they're trying to pass a law that if in a domestic violent case, if a child sees a domestic violence, that perpetrator get an extra 5 years. So because they saying that if kids, they're doing studies saying that if kids see domestic violence, they wind up being domestic violence too. So, you know, so they saying if they have evidence and they find out that, you know, if the children seen the domestic violence at hand, they're going to get an extra 5 years.
Nope,
well,
not for that.
Let me ask a question. Me and my daddy was sitting there last weekend watching horse racing, me and my nephew. Now, I was telling my pops, I said, I think that that's abuse to that animal because this animal has to run as fast as it can for like this whole lap, however far that is, and then they have this whip thing, you know, the jockey does, and he's beating the hell out of it as hard as he can to make it run faster, you know. And my pops, because, you know, he's an equestrian, you know, and he said he didn't think that that was any type of abuse to the animal. And my thing is this. I mean, if you have a child that's watching this, and the child goes outside and has a dog, and he started hitting the dog like the jockey was doing. How do you look at that?
Let me tell you,
when I say that the horses, they have the competitive spirit, like they said about Seabiscuit and some of the other, you know, what is it? I forgot the name.
What?
But the other one.
Oh. Secretariat and all those folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, smart.
But I mean, I get Lowe's point because, you know, you're still beating a sentient animal to do what you want it to do.
Right.
And you're hurting the animal in order for it to do that. And even though you've trained it, it still could be abused. And I think Peter would probably agree with you.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of mean, take all the money, regardless to how much money people would lose out of this. I'm not concerned about the money. I'm just saying, you know, if they're saying that animals don't need to be treated this way, or if they're equating animals to people, then like I said, I don't feel that people should take a horse, put it in a stall, and as soon as that bell rings, the gates open, he has to run as fast as he can, and then he's not running fast enough. I'm going to beat the hell out of him with this whip.
Wait. Isn't that what happened to us every Monday morning after Sunday? I'm just saying.
I don't get that.
That must have been in the Army.
You don't get that. Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
We volunteered for that, though.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we did volunteer for that.
Yeah.
But this is a twist side. Some people treat their dogs better than they treat their children. Some people don't. Exactly. Yeah. They won't cuss a dog out,
Michael,
but they'll cuss
Michael.
Somebody else out bad.
Michael, you
know
what? Here's the thing about that, Mikey. You said some people, society altogether, man.
Yeah, well, I don't have a dog.
Michael Vick. Think about it. That man,
Michael Vick,
he's still getting death threats from that man.
He was threatened.
You know?
He was threatened on a book tour. He was. Hey, the man did his time and everything under the sun, so, hey, let him go ahead and do his thing. He was threatened on a book tour.
They're trying to get Ray Lewis now. They don't like people calling ESPN because Ray Lewis, he's going to be a commentator. Oh, he's a murderer. He's doing this. Don't let him out. Man, that man got to quit and all that.
You know what that shows, though? I'll be honest. And we talk about it all the time on this show. It just shows how hypocritical America is.
Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter how you try and sugarcoat it, whatever, it just continues to show that this country is very hypocritical. And you just can't go on anything. In Joe's words, you just can't go by what the government tell you or nobody else, because one minute they be with you, the next minute they be against you. They're against you.
I'll even go this far. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'll say that it still shows you how racist this country is. Also, how much racism that's still harbored in this country, because you take Tiki Barber, for instance. Mm-hmm. Steve Harbaugh retired as a great athlete. He did. I hands down. I'm not a Giants fan, but he went on ESPN and he started dating this little intern, little white chick. He wound up leaving his wife, and him and the little white chick get together. Now, they demonized him, saying, "Oh, well, you know, you're this and you're that, and what about the image and all of this and that." Now, on the other side over here, Dan Marino, that child has been hidden forever.
A secret at that. A secret
he's
child.
Got a secret child, too.
Yes. Yes.
What an example, huh?
What they call it, yo? Oh, my
exactly,
God.
Exactly the same thing with Jay Leno. Jay Leno came out, and instead of being on the ass end of the joke, he got in front of it, and he started joking about it. Not Jay Leno.
Letterman.
What's the dummy? Yeah,
Letterman.
Letterman. He got in front of it and made his own jokes about it after he admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
And they swept it under the rug and forgot all about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to look at a red shirt and say, hey, that's a nice red shirt. I'm not trying to put anything else into it, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Ray Lewis, hey, Ray did his thing in the NFL. He made his mark and he retired. And, hey, they want to bring him on into ESPN.
Yeah,
hey, no harm, no foul.
Look, let's be honest. If they want to go back and dig into past and all that stuff, they need to start right up there in Congress. I'm guaranteed 95% of them will be behind bars. You know?
Your word to God's ear.
Hell yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
if you really
want to do this thing.
all of us guys, with the exception of Goofy, have served in the military. And all of us have taken at least 10 piss tests. At least 10. Five anyway.
Yeah.
Why is it that, and we were told that because we are getting paid by the government, blase, blase, woo, we were subject to piss tests and all that. Those people don't take piss tests.
Yeah,
nope.
You wonder? Hey, everybody finna take a pay cut. They not.
Well, I can admit we got them guns every day. We going to ranges and shit. You know, we got sacrifice. I understand it's a little bit different, though.
I tell you,
it's a little bit living.
What.
We go, man. We go to the ammo. I mean, we got to turn our weapons in, and every day we got to clean our weapons and all that type of stuff. We go to the range. We qualify. Can't handle my
brother. A senator or a congressman's decision making.
Right. You're right. You're right.
Times more detrimental than. A soldier with a weapon. Absolutely.
You're right.
You know,
you're right.
They get,
that
they
pen
get
is stronger than that weapon sometimes. That pen is stronger than that weapon.
Yeah.
I got
They get to smoke the best dope and snort the best coke and all of this. I mean, hell, yeah. they living like kings here on, on us.
Right, big time bouncing chicks that's bouncing all over the place, and you don't hear about
that.
All that. Bounce one, look,
mm-hmm.
bounce one down here and see where you end up at. Shoot. Man, that's what dang on sure. Hey, we just keeping it real. Ain't that what we say? We just keeping it real.
Right.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, I don't like how those people have those privileges. Like, say, they put certain decals in their window and on their license plates, you know, to distinguish them. And so automatically, once a law enforcement official or something see this decal, they're not going to touch those people regardless of what they're doing. You know, it was a senator and his driver was in the car. State trooper stopped him. I think the man was driving like 90-something miles an hour. And a cop came up. Hey, what the hell do you think you're doing? Ask him. And that's all the driver said was ask him. And the cop found, the state trooper found out who was sitting on next to that guy.
Uh-huh.
And told them to go on about their business.
Wow. See?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
But Lowe couldn't have done that. Lowe couldn't have been going 80 miles an hour and walked away from that.
Well, I can't say I got it either because when I was in the service, I got caught speeding. I pulled out that ID and I got, man, they caught me going like 110, man, going down the hill. I was traveling, going back down to Texas, man. that cop got, man. He could have locked my ass up. He caught me, man. I showed my illness. I said, man, I'm going back. I got to go back to start. I'm coming off a block leave, man. He said, oh, I used to be, and he let me go. So
I already can't say shit.
I really got to be quiet on that one, y'all.
I already knew you was going because I had to do that. A lot of guys.
Come on, how many times the military didn't got you out of situations, man?
I can tell you where one place it won't get you out, Mississippi.
Oh.
I'm for sure on that one. I can tell you.
I never drove through that.
And I can tell you, Mississippi. No, they ain't trying to hit that. If anything, they call more vehicles over.
Motherfuckers won't even let a black cat cross the street.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're close.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of Mississippi, have y'all noticed, man? There's so much going on in Mississippi. It's a shame. Now, there's supposed to be this town, this county in Mississippi, that according to the census, there are no gay people, there are no gay couples, none of that. Now, according to the census, you know, this is the perfect little town.
Yeah.
That's my kind of place.
Is that a question on the census?
Well, you know, they send you the census out and say, you know, the lines on do you live with, you know, your wife, your husband, your domestic partner, however they word it. You know, then you send it back in. And, you know, and they broken down by counties and states and principalities and hill holes and things like that. But
yeah,
anyway.
That's my kind of place.
Yeah, that's your kind of place, huh?
Hell yeah, man. I don't like being around the punks, man.
Guess what? You wouldn't like it there either, because they're there, but, you know, I was reading the article, and basically what they're saying is, you know, they can't come out because of retribution and the violence that would happen to them. Basically what they're saying is the people who live there know they're there, but as far as getting out and promoting it or what have you, no, they're not doing that.
Yeah, like the old people say, you're not about to flounce this in my face.
But guess what, guys?
The Supreme Court is about to hear a case in California where they're saying whether the states can decide whether or not. So if the Supreme Court comes and says the states can't, determine whether somebody can get murdered, because it's coming up. They just said they were going to hear it today. They decided. In Mississippi, I mean, if they're going to do it, Mississippi going to have a whole lot of problems.
Look,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, that thing there, what you're talking about right now, is going to be in appeals and tied up for so long because the good old boy network and other folk are not going to let that just go down like that. I don't care who they are.
But hold on. Do you know something about that's the highest court in this nation. Hold on, but listen to what I'm saying. If the Supreme Court says something is legal, they interpret the law. If they say the states can't do it, no state in this country can do it, and they will be going against the law, and the President of the United States is going to have to enforce that. I'm just saying. I wouldn't do it. I would leave that state, but I'm saying they're not going to. That's what they're saying, y'all.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So,
well, we understand what you just saying.
So the state's court's not going to. The state court can't override the Supreme Court. That's the highest court in the land. So.
Well, let me tell you something, Michael. The Supreme Court is not going to be in Bug Tussle, Mississippi, when Steve and Ricky's house get burned down.
but the federal government should go in and enforce it just like they did the black people. It's the same thing.
Wait, you're a goddamn liar.
Why ain't it? If the Supreme Court, hold on, listen to me.
Don't you ever disrespect what we went through for two fucking men. Don't you ever do that.
Okay, hold on.
Listen to me.
I'm talking about rights. If the Mississippi said a black couple and a white couple can't get married, and the Supreme Court said now, how is that different than a black woman? Mississippi said they said they did not want a black couple and a white couple to get married. So how is that different than a gay person getting married? The only thing I'm saying is law. Calm down. I'm telling you, Mr. Talk. I'm saying if the Supreme Court says that it can't do it, the federal government's going to have to make Mississippi to enforce enforce the law just like they did the slavery. That's all I'm saying. If they make it unconstitutional, that's all I'm saying, Lo.
Okay, bro.
I'm not saying they went through the same trials and tribulations, get beat down like we did. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about law, Lo. Come on, man. I'm not saying that shit. I'm
okay,
just comparing
okay.
on legally. I'm not saying.
Okay.
I mean, the brutality is the same, Lo.
Calm down.
Come on, Lo. I'm not doing that, man.
Okay, well, just check this out. What I'm saying is, and I've heard people say, oh, well, their rights was just the exact same thing as when the blacks were going for their civil rights. That's a goddamn lie. Mega Evers, MLK, all the rest. None of those men marched or beaten in prison or died so two men could fuck each other.
Right,
they
well, wanted
the basics.
Well, Lo, the difference
is... They wanted men to have the same rights as far as getting jobs and their children to get education.
Well, right.
It had nothing to do with no fucking in mind.
Right,
now,
but see,
I'll say this. Let me finish. I'll say this. If a black man and a white woman want to get married or vice versa, that's their business. Go ahead and handle that. At least that's a man and a woman getting married. If a man and a man or a woman and a woman wants to get in whatever you call that confusion, then I will never agree to that.
Okay, but hello, I understand it, but that's your opinion. The only thing I'm saying, marriage is not a right, it's a privilege. If someone in this world doesn't marry me, I can't go to this court and say, no one in the world wants to marry me, so you have to, it's my right to be married. Hold up. Marriage is a privilege. Because if I ask somebody to marry me, I have to ask them. They have to grant me that privilege to marry them. That's what I'm saying. Marriage is really not a right. You know, I don't. You know, if no one doesn't marry me, that means I can't get it. That's not I can't get a job. But I'm saying though, it's the same thing though, Lo. If you grant the privilege of a white person, if they, because like Virginia had the law that a white man or no mixed couples, so they had to abolish that. It's the same thing if two gay people want to get together, far as race, Lo. It's the same thing, Lo, because if two people want to get married, you can't look at back and say, I don't agree with that. That's the same thing the white people say. I don't agree with a white woman marrying a black man or, you know, something like that. It's the same thing, though.
You had black people that were against the shit, too. Maybe they weren't able to just come out and speak so heavily about it, but, you know, I don't like quoting singers and actors and entertainers, but Chris Rock told the truth when he said, you think that some of the guys that have been known to say things against white people were prejudiced. The most prejudiced person in the world is an old black man that had to deal with white people. I'll agree with that. Now,
yes, sir.
That's a prejudiced son of a bitch right there.
Yeah. And don't mind
and he'll
letting
smile
you know
at him. No, he don't. Mm. He'll smile at him, and he'll coon for him a little bit and everything. All in all, he hate him. Yeah. I went with you today on 2 out of 3, but I'm gonna stand over here on this side for that. All right.
I mean, okay. But I'm saying it's a privilege. It's a privilege. I'm not comparing them with the same. I'm just talking about giving them that rights to, you know, just to go ahead and get married. No, I'm not. Man. You know, because civil rights wasn't just we wasn't fighting for privileges. We were fighting for rights. Right and privileges
right.
are two different things.
Right. I agree with that. I do
so
agree with
that. That's the only thing I'm saying, Lo. So.
I do agree with that part.
But
okay.
I wouldn't want to live in Mississippi, though.
I don't know too much about.
I don't even want to drive through that. After y'all said I wouldn't even want to drive through that.
I think the only people who want to live in Mississippi are the people that already live there. Okay. I know that I should be saying it, but that's true.
I haven't even said the state Mississippi in years. That's what I've been saying. Mississippi hasn't come out my mouth for years, man.
Yeah, of course.
That's like the unknown Mississippi you don't want to go to.
Believe it or not, that's not a bad thing, but they've been living that way, though. Mississippi just took slavery off their books. You know what I mean? They just took it off their books. So, you know, it's not like they're advancing as far as we can see, but a lot of them back towns back there, no, you don't want to be bothered up. You don't want to live there.
Quick question I have I understand that they say they have their Southern pride and all that other bullshit. Why will they not let go of that damn rebel flag, that Dixie flag?
Because it represents Confederate states. Not to all Southerners does it represent slavery.
Well, Joe, what's up with South Carolina? They made them take theirs down, didn't they?
But to a lot of Southerners, that flag means that they, as a Confederate Union, were defeated by the Northern Union. It doesn't represent slavery to them, although I would say subliminally, it probably means that they can't have slaves.
Wait a minute. Say that again, Joe.
Yeah, say that again, Joe.
The Confederate States.
No. The word. What word?
Subliminally.
Yeah. Oh, that sounded so good.
Yeah.
Subliminal. That means
they
have a message behind it.
They take a look at the Confederate flag, and they look at it in historical context, saying that they should now be living in a separate part of the United States, the southern part of the United States and the northern part of the United States. They didn't like the fact that the North was oppressing the southern part. So they fought for their particular rights to remain as having seceded from the Union to then form their own Confederate states. But to a lot of Southerners, that Confederate flag still means, not just in a historical context, but it does mean, well, we could still own slaves. We are denied the right to own slaves. So, but there are Southerners who genuinely just don't like the fact that the North won because it was the North against the South, and the South was being oppressed through taxes and through the lack of industrial power by the North.
Well, one thing that a lot of these guys fail to realize, because the majority of them, they don't know anything about history or reading history or actually going beyond the word of mouth from someone that knows nothing either. A lot of their foreparents were slaves. White slaves.
They're white slaves, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Well, how can you have an ideology saying you own a slave when you force somebody? Slavery is being forced. So, what do you mean you own them? I mean, if you say you own a slave, you forced them into slavery. They didn't come to you and just say, you know, if I say I want to come and work with you, that's not no slave. I mean, that's crazy. Who's going to come and say, okay, here, enslave me. I'm your slave. That's the only way that they can technically be your slave. If not, you're going to have to force them into slavery. That's what slavery is. Slavery is forced.
Right.
So I don't even know what they're talking about. Oh, it's my property. No, you took something. You're forcing somebody into it. So, crazy.
One thing
man.
I can say,
I don't even
thing
understand.
I can say about that flag is I ain't never seen no black guy with that flag. That's all I'm going to say.
No, there have been a few. For example, a few weeks ago, there was the Tea Party. Now, there's one guy who wrapped himself in the Confederate flag, and he said, abortions kill more blacks than the KKK ever did.
He's a Tea Party member?
No, I think he was just some guy who was for pro-life, I think. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But then if they don't get an abortion, those same people saying we don't want to take care of the children. So it's all a big circle, man. I mean, what does he want? What do you want? Are you going to take care of the kid? I'm just saying, if you're going, I don't agree with him, man, but if somebody's willing to do it, do it. If they not, they not. So I don't. What's the answer to his question?
Earlier, we were talking about, we were saying how, you know, how much this country contradicts itself in so many different ways.
All right.
Now, Bill Gates, for example. They talked about how much of a philanthropist he is and how he tries to make the world a better place. His father was wrapped in eugenics, and they was putting it out there that Bill Gates, you know, he's a technology guy, blah, 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 blah. I did my own research. Now, in some of those small villages in Africa where they took the Bill Gates syndrome in there and gave these people this whatever it was, people that wasn't sick or anything, you know. Now, after 10 years, some of those people, some of those women that received those vaccinations were sterile, infertile. And Bill Gates is already saying, Bill Gates is already saying that there are too many people on the planet. The population is too great already. So my question would be, would it be safe to say that through his foundation, and you have a lot of these small countries now that's not allowing them to come in and vaccinate their people.
No.
Now, would it be safe to say that Bill Gates is actually doing his own thing to ensure that, you know, his ideology goes forward? Now, that's my opinion.
Now, Joe, he's crazy. Because he's talking about the natural resources, he's crazy. We have this. We have America. We are 6% of the world's population. We eat a third of the food. We eat 33% of the world's food. We greedy as shit over here. What is he talking about? Man, we got plenty of resources for people to do. Man, I think this planet can hold about 10, 15 billion people. We're greedy. We're 6% of the population, and we eat 33% of the world's food. That's a fact. Look it up, y'all.
Well,
that's
if we grew our own, it wouldn't be a problem. But
right.
we import a lot of our food. I think 2% of the industries in the United States is agrarian, where back in the 1900s, 1920s, I think it was something like 40%. So we really cut down on our ability to grow our own food. We're dependent upon the other countries for our own food.
And that's true.
But we some greedy motherfuckers, though. We are.
We're not greedy. We have the ability to take advantage of our natural resources to grow and to produce the type of products that we want to produce. And
listen, Joe.
Yeah.
6% of the population eats a third of world food. And if you don't call that greedy, I don't know what that is.
If you're saying we steal 33% of the world's food in order for us to eat,
I didn't say we stole. I just say we're greedy. We eat more than what we have. Look at the obesity around here. We're obese.
People are obese, man.
We're greedy. Somebody that's obese, they greedy. You spuff your buddy.
Okay, Michael.
Your cavity. Come on, man.
No, I mean, Gates is not my
shit,
buddy.
Fuck Gates, man.
Is that just because you're rich doesn't necessarily mean that you stole that money from somebody in order to
I'm not
rich.
Talking about that. I'm talking about natural resources, Joe.
Okay.
I'm talking
so
about
what
our greed,
what
man.
Natural resources are we
He's talking about food. That's what
wait
we need
minute,
to
wait,
eat is
what
food,
other
man.
What natural resources are we stealing from other people?
I never said we was. Listen, you keep
you
saying
said
I said we steal. I'm not.
I can name one.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, you're right. I'm the one that's saying it. You're saying we're greedy. How are we greedy if we're not stealing other people's resources?
Yo, just because, yo, you don't have to. Okay, do you want to find greed? Listen. I can eat something, right, and I don't have to look. I can eat until I'm full, but sometimes I can just be greedy and just keep eating and eating and eating and eating and eating.
All right.
And I'm saying that's fucking greedy. You don't have to fucking do it. And look at the obesity around.
All right.
Come on. That's the only
thing I'm saying.
All right,
so you're gluttonous and you're greedy, so what?
Okay, that's the only thing I'm saying. But I'm saying, he's saying we're losing the natural resource. I said we got to be greedy. We got plenty. This earth got plenty for us. Fuck with psychology. That's the only thing
and
I'm saying.
It's
looking at that, Joe.
There's plenty for us, and if we come today, so what's the problem?
Low, talk to him. I'm quiet.
Okay, Low, you're Michael's lawyer.
Okay, Low, you became Michael's lawyer.
What do you mean, what's the problem?
That's my question. What's the problem?
Okay, well, my problem with the whole situation is, like you did say, we don't grow anything here, and the shit that we grow is not worth feeding to a pig. You know, everything has genetically modified organisms in it, which aren't healthy for you anyway.
Okay.
You know, and so my thing is this: if the people that are above us, quote unquote, you know, the haves, if they were not to feel that they are in this different realm of reality than we are, because we're just useless eaters and they're looking at all of the resources that we're taking and squandering away.
Right.
If they didn't feel that way, then I think that you wouldn't have in a county in Arkansas right now where Georgia Pacific is, that the land is the water and the air and the land is polluted. And people have been getting sick there forever and didn't know why until a research came out recently about Georgia-Pacific.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to introduce the pollution thing, yeah. But that's not what was part of the discussion that Mike had. So I wanted to find out where Mike was going.
Well, Michael said that we agreed as a society. I mean, we have the fattest motherfuckers around, Joe.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if, okay, look, you can consume more than, let's say, you can handle, right? Let's say you don't need $1 million to live nicely. But in order for the greed to really have an impact negatively on society, you have to take it away from other people. If you're not taking it away from other people, then who gives a fuck? That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm assuming that he's looking at it from the aspects of, I saw it on...
Well, the environmentalists are going to use Michael's argument. They're going to say, we're only 6% of the world's population, but we're taking up 33% of the resources. Therefore, we should pay some like 50% of the carbon tax. But what people, unless you're really, following the carbon tax mentality, which is bullshit, then it's bullshit because they're trying to just tax everybody to do what industrial nations do. Plus, you have to say, any of these other countries, if they were given the opportunity, would they not become industrialized? Would they not then have smog and pollution in order to have highways, cell phones, computers, cars? They would say, yeah. Almost every country on the face of the planet, if they had a choice between staying the way they are or becoming like the United States, I would think 99% would say, let's go for it.
Yeah, because of the facade of America.
Well, because a standard of living. You don't want to live inside a hut. You don't want to live inside a stone house. You don't want to have cobblestone roads. You want to have paved roads. You want to have comfortable cars. You want to have planes. You want
to
have PCs.
That's what we want to have. That's what we want. That's what we can't live without. Some places can live without all that bullshit, man, and they actually live longer and live better lives.
Oh, they live longer, but again, my thing is, if you ask them, I'm not talking about Shaolin monks, if you ask the normal country that's underdeveloped,
because
this thing about blaming the United States and England and Germany and France for causing all the pollution, hey, if you had the choice, you would do the same thing. So
did Gates know that we had natural gas under us? See, we don't need their resources no more.
Oh, you're right.
We
about
got 500
that.
Years of worth of natural gas, and by 500 years, technology probably won't need no gas. So fuck Gates, man. Fuck him, man. So this motherfucking claiming the population and the shit and this fucking conspiracy.
I agree with you, man.
Man, this world, man, we got enough for everybody in this world.
As bad as America is, everybody else in all the other countries, except maybe a few different societies, a few, are the same as us. That's why I've always said, and you've heard me say it on the show, if we as a society, as a human species, from whatever country, leave this earth to go to another planet, and if we found inhabitants on that planet that have no defense against us, they are fucked. It's as simple as that. I don't care if the fucking astronauts come from Zimbabwe. I don't care if they come from India. I don't care if they
come That's where I have to differ with you, Joe. And
really? Okay. This is going to be
Yes, I do. I'll tell you why. Because you have some people. I mean, okay, let's say we're from India, but we want to live like the Americans. You send those motherfuckers, that's exactly what you're going to get. You send those guys that's living out there in the villages that don't give a damn about all this technology and trying to take over other people's shit. You won't have that problem. They just want to live in harmony. The motherfuckers that want to live like the Western world, that's where you get your problem.
Yeah, well, I'll tell
you what. Everybody looked at the U.S. and said, oh, yeah, we need to be less like
them. I bet you. Have you ever seen, like, the Central America?
I've been to Central America.
Okay, then you've seen the villages there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And they have actually really nice, huge huts, really made nicely out of those thick patches of straw and everything. But if you gave them the option of living like that for themselves and their children, or living like the United States, what do you think the chieftains would do?
Well, the reason why they went, I'm listening.
Some would stay. Some would stay.
Yeah, I think so.
I have to say that. I think,
and it's because
of
their culture, and also because of their religion too. They don't, you know, some people don't like that material type of stuff. It's just
no,
their
ideology
too.
But if they came over there, to the United States and stayed for about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and then went back home, do you think they would still have that opinion?
Nah, some would because they would miss home
some would,
so much.
And I already said,
but some
would. But I would say 5% of the people in the world would stay, you know, wherever they are. But 95% of the people of the world who want to be like the United States and Britain and Germany, and that same 95%, and including some of those of the 5%, if they went and escaped Earth, went to another planet, saw their inhabitants, they would enslave them. That's the way we are. That's our DNA. We're all about conquering. We're all about domination.
I believe that some factions of the population believe in trying to get the population to where the Georgia Guidestones said it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there's a small faction of people that's actually trying to make that happen, to make that work. And we talked about the movie Soylent Green. I actually watched that. Me and my wife watched that last night.
Mm-hmm.
Soylent, S-O-Y-L-E-N-T, Soylent Green.
Hold on.
It's a movie from 1973.
I always like to get movies that people seen, try to watch them.
But that's probably on YouTube.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I didn't catch it on YouTube.
Mm.
You said Soylent?
S-O-Y, Soy, Soylent.
Okay.
Soylent Green.
Okay.
Yeah, and that movie is very closely related to what we're talking about because, I mean, the only thing you had were the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in the middle. And the people in the middle would be the ones that were never really introduced to all this crazy technology, like the people from, like, the Solomon Islands and places like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they hold to all of their traditions and they could care less about taking their children out of their villages because Bill Gates, et cetera, and Oprah says, well, hey, bring them up here to us Satanists, and we're going to vaccinate them, and we're going to turn them into androids just like the rest of the population.
Mm.
So you have those people that say, you know, we don't want that shit.
Mm.
No, we don't want that. And I respect those people because if I would have been raised in a community or society like that, I think right now I'd be much happier. And a lot of the things that I think about right now would have never contemplated my mind.
And but there's another thing too. There's plenty of us in civilization who want to go back to nature because we know what civilization is about. Because civilization isn't exactly making us happier. But what I'm also saying is that those of us, or the Shaolin monks, or those who really appreciate nature, etc., the vast majority of people on the planet, and I'm saying 95 to 99%. Even those who love nature, if we escape this planet and found other inhabitants, the evil inside the human species due to our DNA would come out, and that planet would be fucked.
Okay, this is our DNA. DNA of us is, I want what you got. I want to take what you have, but I don't want nobody to take what I have, and I want to keep what I have. You see what I'm saying? But another point, look at China. China said, somebody said, fuck this, forget all the Buddhism, we got to update our system. And they got rid of all the people who got Buddha. That's how they came to technology. Well, if they would have stayed with that Buddha shrine stuff, China wouldn't be what it is today. So they killed all them people with Buddha. They took all their religious stuff down, people with the culture, them with the earth, the religious thing, because China was way back. They wasn't even up with the world. And they said the only way we're going to modernize China, we got to get rid of all of this type of tradition. And then that's what they did.
That's
why you got at least a two-thirds of China. I mean, China got 1 billion people, but you got two-thirds of China still living in the world. I'm still living on the royal earliest. And one-third is what we see making all that type of stuff. So they got 1 billion people. They got 600 million people living out just like in the old days. Then they got 300 million people living like us. So, you know, that's what they did. That's why Chan said we gotta get rid of all the religious stuff.
And another thing too, I don't blame technology for anything. Okay, it's the abuse of technology by people that I blame.
But guess what? Technology gets better and better, but we don't. As human beings have been treating us the same way. The only thing that's been getting better is the technology. The only way I'm saying better, Lo, because Lo attacked me on when I said that, is mean that you can see it gets better each year. It upgrades. But us as human beings, how we treat each other, we've been treating each other the same way through ancient times.
Yeah,
it hasn't changed.
Okay.
It hasn't changed.
Not since man came out of the ewes or the cave or wherever you say that man originated from. That's the way it's always been. Always.
Okay.
The weapons got better. The cars got better. You know, we get to blow people up more. It's all the technology. But we get to blow people up more. Yep, that's all it is.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Don't do it by the swords no more.
I'm not gonna argue with that, Michael, because you know I have a couple of scriptures on top of my head that explains that, but I keep them to myself. Don't even want to go into that one.
Yeah. Okay.
But go ahead. But you are right. Technology does advance time and time again, and it's supposed to. It is supposed to. Everything that I told you before, no, that was Big Chris. Big Chris said from that quote that you had said, people know how to do everything except know how to live.
Right.
And what did I say? I said, all you got to do, open the Bible and understand it. Don't just read it like it's a book. Open it and understand it, and you will get the way you should live. You will get the way people should live.
Well, I talked to somebody about Bible, and I was honest. I said, listen, that Bible doesn't have all false stuff in it. I can't say that because, listen, like adultery, in ancient time they knew that if somebody was committing adultery and cheating. Somebody killed his wife and all. They said it was a sin. It's actually, it get mad. So it has some truth to it. You know what I mean? The Bible doesn't have not, you know, just all make-believe, but it's just some things that's just far-fetched, that's just out of realm, and you know you supposed to take it. Do you want me to take it figuratively or literally? Now I understand some why things are some sin because we can clearly see how people get mad and get frustrated and have chaos. If you're just going around cheating on your wife or your wife cheating on you, it's going to have chaos. So it's understandable. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that the Bible doesn't have certain points in it. I can't never say that. All books have certain points in it. You know, but then sometimes it just gets. You already know it's get a little bit controlling. But yeah, some things in the Bible has some things, concrete things in it that makes sense.
I can't say it's the truth.
The Bible is there as a guideline to tell you how you're supposed to live. That's what it's really for. It's a guideline.
Right.
Now some people they actually, you know, literally, I think they think a little bit too much and interpret it the way they want it to say. But it's a guideline.
But, Mr. Talk, when you say it's God's word and when you say I have to take every – in order for me to believe in the Bible 100%, I have to take it – I have to take it literally. You can't say, well, that's just a story. Don't take it. No, if you want, how do you want me to read the thing? Do you want me to read everything is real when I'm reading, or
okay,
do you want me to separate the fake from the real? I can't do that.
If you're gonna read it, are you?
What are you talking about? I have read it.
No, Mike, I'm just using it as an example.
Okay.
And you read it. So here's the question I'm asked. Which interpretation are you going to use? Are you going to go and actually research the words you do not understand as far as the way it's used in the Bible and interpret the scripture that way? Or are you going to use man's interpretation of words today and literally read it like that?
What are you talking about? If I'm reading a book, if you're saying, hold on, if you're telling me read this book because this is God's word and this is how the world was created, and I read it, and then I said, did the Red Sea part for real? Did somebody really walk on water? Did a snake really talk to somebody there? And then I don't believe in it. I'm not that's not real to me. But if you tell me that, okay, if you look at the Ten Commandments, I can say, oh, I understand why they did that. I can clearly see why they say don't do this, y'all, because it's caused chaos. And I say, okay, I agree with that. Okay, but you're not going to sit there and tell me that someone knew how the world was began. You're not going to tell me that someone walked on the water. You're not going to tell me that someone died, heart stopped, and they didn't rot, and then they rose. I mean, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. So that's why I'm saying, which part do you want me to take for real, and which one you want me to say bullshit? Because if you say take something figuratively and forget that, that's just a story or try to give you the word, but you can't say it's the truth. How do you want me to visualize it? That's why I say it does have some points. I'm not going to sit there and say that the Bible doesn't have some points. I'm not going to sit there and say that. You know what I'm saying? If someone bears false witness on me, I'm going to be mad as shit. You're lying on me. Come on. I know this has caused chaos. You know, I understand that type of shit. And, you know, but other stuff, man, is just not true. It can't be. And the control.
I'm glad we didn't have a discussion about the Bible at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I want to get off of that, man. I'm saying, you know, so I understand it very well. I understand it very well.
Well, you know, that's for you to take it the way you want to and run with it. So
yeah.
I can only expect for you.
But how do you want me to take it, Lowe? Do you want me to take it as
thing
as real?
That's the thing. Wait. That's the thing right there. I don't want you to take it at all. I don't want you to take it at all. Either you're hot or you're cold. That's it. So it ain't. There's no need in Lowe putting you on the stove to heat you up. Lowe's not going to do that. Lowe don't want you to take it at all. That's at your own discretion. So in the realm of my reality, I feel that the Apocrypha should have been included in the Bible forever and for always. Because that way, absolutely, forever and always. That
what
way,
you say it's supposed to be in the Bible? I didn't hear you.
The Apocrypha.
I don't understand. What's that?
The Apocrypha, the 14 books that were taken out of the Bible. And the reason they were taken out is because they relate too closely to the law. You know, there's no deviating from the law.
Does that include the seven books that the Catholics had, too? Because they took seven books from the Catholic Bible. Because the Catholic had the Bible and it has 73 books. Y'all, I mean, King James took seven books away in 66.
Yeah, the Bible was incomplete,
Right, so that's.
And everybody has different interpretations.
Actually, you're right, Joe, and that's the thing about it. If the interpretations is the problem, then we should stop wanting to interpret it the way we want to and interpret it the way it reads.
First off, I wouldn't want to interpret it. I wouldn't even want to interpret the Bible. But as an historical context, if you're going to interpret anything, you have to go back to the original language.
And if you can't read Hebrew, then the best thing you can do is get a King James Version 1611, which is the closest thing you'll get to the Hebrew.
So why isn't Jesus' words in Hebrew? He spoke Hebrew. He didn't speak Greek. It should be in Hebrew.
I said, clearly,
it should be in Hebrew.
Well, it should be in the original Hebrew, too, the way they spoke
exactly.
At that particular time.
Exactly.
I said Hebrew.
Yeah, because it went from Hebrew, I think, Hebrew to the Greek. I think it went through Syrian, too. I'm not sure about that. But then it went through English. And a few years ago, I mean, there are committees that are trying to change certain words of the Bible
to make it modern.
Yeah. And
they've already done that.
That's
going to
fuck up. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've already done that with the NIV Bible.
Yeah, that messes up the interpretation and the context
right.
of which
right.
certain things are used
right.
to
so,
say.
I mean, you know, Jesus Christ.
I'm with Michael.
I like the messages of the Bible, but I don't take a lot of that stuff literally. But I mean, I like some of the messages of the Bible. But you don't need the Bible to be a good person. Is my
right.
particular philosophy. Because I'm an agnostic, you know.
How do you know what is good and what is not good, Joe? How do you know
according
what
to libertarian values, you know what your rights are, and they stop where other people's rights are. You can you can just figure it out pretty easily. You don't kill.
Huh?
You don't murder. You don't lie. You don't harass. You don't slander. Same thing as the Ten Commandments. Well, the Ten Commandments, they say that honor thy father and thy mother. There are plenty of mothers and fathers who should not be honored, period.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But isn't good but isn't good and bad, you know, two sides of the same coin, though?
That's love and hate. Good and bad, I don't know.
Well, same thing. Right. You know what I mean. Love and hate, good
you know,
and bad,
I,
same thing.
It's
two sides of the same coin. Because I was a United States soldier, when I went over to the foreign land, them people thought I was doing bad. I thought I was doing good. So really good and bad is an idea.
Well, if you're
going to
say it's relative, yeah, there are some societies or some cultures,
like
cannibalism, you know, if you don't kill your neighbor, you know, you're doing something wrong. And if you don't have, if you don't make love to your 13-year-old, you're doing something wrong. Here in our culture, it's considered wrong here. So it's relative. But I consider, you know, what's good, what doesn't cause unnecessary, irrational pain to another human being, that's good.
But, Joe, I can see you causing physical pain on somebody, and you may have a good reason to do it. I may look in objectively and say, damn, Joe beat the shit out of that man. And that man might have tried to break in your house, but I didn't know that. And I say, Joe's bad, and I don't even know what's going on. But then
right.
Once I find out the story, I say, damn, Joe, yeah, you should have whipped his ass.
Well, yeah, that's right. You have to know what the facts are, sure.
Exactly. So, I don't know, man.
Me? I have my own interpretation of right and wrong. To me, it's very simple. Just like I explained it to you. You know, you don't lie. You don't slander. You don't even tell the truth if you know that the truth is going to hurt somebody if you're going to do it for malicious reasons, like some
journalist. Would you lie for your survival, Joe? Would you lie
for my
survival?
I would do it. Yeah.
Well, you just said you don't lie. Don't lie.
Yeah, but if I'm going to survive as a result of a lie, and you have to face the consequences.
Pick a side,
bye-bye.
Joe. Now you're iffing. Now you're iffing. Pick a side. You said you don't lie.
Exactly, Joe.
You don't want me to lie if some. You don't want me to lie if the families, your families, are at risk.
Joe,
if I'm on trial and if I lie, your families aren't going to be killed. But if I do tell the truth, your families are killed. You want me to lie or not?
Joe, you do what you got to do. You take that up between you and your God.
I'm asking you. Me and my God, we're pretty clear on it.
Low is not going to make you hot or cold, so low don't matter. No, it don't matter what low
No, you're saying I'm iffing. There are situations
right.
in which...
Right, because you did. If you said, first thing you said, well, don't lie.
Yeah,
then
don't
you come
lie.
Back, oh, for self-preservation, I'll tell a lie.
Well,
on,
yeah.
You sound
you don't,
like a political
don't
politician.
Lie because you shouldn't. But if you're going to be up against the wall for survival, I think lying is pretty acceptable.
Exactly. I think everybody on this phone would.
And
isn't
so
that,
I just,
like,
you know, I just
that like, instinct?
Put the caveat in there.
You know?
Well, one question I have, and I posed this to someone yesterday. You know, I'm not saying that it's happening as far as people are actually dying, but I did read, and if any of you know anything about the Bohemian Grove, you know, what supposedly goes on there, I did read before that around any of these quote-unquote pagan holidays, there are rituals that's performed, sacrifices. And I was just, you know, reading the paper, and I'm looking at, and also online, all of these young people that come up missing around all these holidays.
Hmm.
Well, it's possible. I mean, you know,
Alex
Jones says that he didn't film any of that sacrificing of human life, but, you know, think about how heads of state are wearing monk's garb with hoodies, and they're walking around with lighted torches, and they're going,
I'm watching this.
Yeah,
I'm
and they're watching a naked person.
These white girls are tripping out.
Come on. You just got to use...
Those guys don't go out there and do all of that for nothing, and it's so secretive.
That's right.
They don't go do that for nothing. Now,
exactly.
You know,
it's a ritual. It's an initiation.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a ritual.
And why do we, but here's my question. Why do people here in America that have made a lot of difference, you know, all the time, why do people in America keep voting in the same scumbags all the time?
Because they're brainwashed. Democrat, Republican parties.
That's right.
Brainwashed.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that too. One snake, two heads. I'll agree with that one.
Yep. But it shows right. how stupid the American people are.
Well, see, the other reason why you still have the same little worker ants and bees that's making sure those are the only ones that you have available to vote for. That's all it is.
They're not the only ones that are available. People can always write in their own candidate.
Look, okay, and that's fine and dandy too. Well, how many people going to be on the same boat? You know,
but that's what I'm saying. The people are stupid. It's not as though they don't have an opportunity. They have the. They just take out a slip of paper and they put down the name of the candidate.
The Democratic Party has a big bankroll, and they'll put that money behind. Just like that Aikens guy, he made that statement about the rape. The whole Republican Party, they stopped $10 million. Just because he wanted, they control you. That's one thing is being damaged by a political group. Because if you go against that group, they'll ostracize you and kick you out. That's the dangerous part about being part of a political group.
Well,
because you got to go with
party,
it.
Yeah.
Because
but
that money is right. That money is behind them, and so some people's going to join that party because they know that money is behind them.
Of course, but I mean that shows
it goes to the money.
It shows that the people are stupid and they're very avaricious. They're very larcenous.
Yeah,
I can't remember what
here goes my theory on it. Here's my theory. You know, eliminate the parties, period. And that's what I always said. Get rid of them. You know, of course, you know, probably somebody will create something else, but get rid of them altogether. You know, and just people go and vote. You don't have to be a part of this party or that party. You know,
you don't
have
to be a part of the party anyway.
What I'm saying is,
to vote in the primaries,
people,
you do, but you don't have to be a part of a primary.
Joe,
and I'm trying to change
people,
that, Joe.
Wait a minute, Michael. Most people today, when they get ready to vote or what have you, some agree, and you know it. Some will say, "Well, I'm a Republican.
Oh, I know.
I'm a Democrat." You know what I'm saying?
But if you got rid of it, these same people would follow something else. The thing is, when a person is stupid, they're going to do stupid things no matter what.
But see, when I think when I finish doing what I got to do in school and all that type of stuff, I'm telling you, I'm going to try to work in my legislation to try to get unaffiliated independents to vote in the primary. The system is totally wrong. And what I'm saying is, like, you don't have to be a part of it. A voter is a voter. Now, I'm not trying to stop groups. I can say you can be a Democrat because I'm not taking no freedom away from them because it's all crazy anyway. The only thing I'm saying is one vote per voter in the primaries and the general. That's it. Bottom line. I don't care who your voter is.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. But I hadn't voted for years until a few years ago because it was such a corrupt system. But I didn't vote in the primaries either. But you don't have to be you can be a registered, let's say, who are you, a registered Democrat, registered Republican? You can put down you're a registered Republican but still vote Democrat and vice versa. So you don't have to be a member of a party in order to vote.
Yes, you do. In the primaries, you do.
If you want to vote in the primaries.
For instance, let's say I wanted Herman Cain and Obama to run each other. Let's just say I just wanted to do that. I just wanted to see two black guys go at it. I can have that. As a voter, I could think, hold on. As a voter, as an unaffiliated independent, I could do that. People say, well, you know, I could do that. That's my opinion. I can do that. So I could have voted for Herman Cain to help him out in his bid. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, in the primaries, you got to be a member of the party because they're trying to select from that party who was going to be in the general election. So you have to be – they're whittling it down. So you have to be a member of that particular party. But in order to vote in the general election, if you wanted to vote for your independent or for Herman Cain, you didn't have to vote in the primary.
But see, the reason why I say unaffiliated to be because people can run on their name. Someone can say to vote. They had to come up with a system because you don't have to join the party, man. Still, he can still listen. Let's say if I voted for him, and this is because I'm not a Republican, my vote still went towards him. That's all I'm saying. And I'm saying if an unaffiliated can vote, they're going to say, well, hold up. I can't just run on no Republican or Democrat or stuff. I'm going to have to talk about issues. I'm going to have to talk about, well, what do y'all people want? Because they're going to say, well, where are these people's minds at? Because I don't have to title myself. Why do you want me to label?
You don't
and
have
then,
to.
And guess what? They contradict yourself because when a Republican goes against a Republican, the word Republican loses its strength. It's meaning. It's chaos. That's like the Miami Heat going against the Miami Heat. It doesn't make sense.
Well,
what do you mean you're a Republican? Because the definition of a Republican doesn't mean anything.
I
when
agree
Republicans
with
going
you.
Against
people don't. People shouldn't have to be a member of a party in order to think how they're going to vote. If Martin Luther King, before he got assassinated, if he was going to run for some sort of political office, and if he said, "I am an independent," I'll bet you 98%. I'm going to change my mind there because a lot of people would just vote the same Democrats, Republicans anyway. But he would have taken a lot of votes away from the Democratic Party without being a member of a party.
Mm-hmm.
But how
right.
many people like that? First off,
mm-hmm.
there shouldn't be any type of people looking for a messiah. They should just say,
right.
this person, I like his issues or her issues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what party they're affiliated
right.
with or not affiliated
right.
with.
Yeah.
I'm voting for them. But people don't do that, and I keep saying the American populace is a stupid fucking bunch of people.
And people should run on their name, you know what I mean? Instead of that Democratic Party, this is who I am, and this is the topic I have. And then instead of, well, what does this guy stand? Well, I'm voting this guy because of this particular issues. And it gets clouded. It gets clouded, man. But then they contradict themselves. I'm listening.
I'm gonna show you guys something. Maybe you know that you don't. Really, like I said, it's one snake with two heads on it. Because if any of you know the lady Cynthia McKinney,
yeah, she was a green card person. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I didn't say you know personally. So I've been an asshole, Joe. No. Cynthia McKinney came out and she says that. She received a lot of phone calls from people, and they wanted to do sponsorships for her and get her campaign money and stuff. This is after she won her office. And
right.
one thing that she did not do, they told her that she was supposed to sign a pledge or make a pledge to Israel, the current state of Israel right now. And she refused to do it. And all of those phone calls stopped. No campaign money was coming in.
Yeah, she,
ultimately,
lost, yeah,
hey,
she lost her seat. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So either way it goes, I mean, hey, one snake, two heads.
Well,
goes
yeah, I mean, we're
money.
Agreeing on that. But the whole thing, the remedy to it, people ask, well, what can you do to solve this? Well, if people were individually not stupid, they would vote for the person, not because of popularity. That's what people
right.
do.
Right.
They vote because, well,
Arnold,
I want my person to win.
Yeah, Arnold
yeah.
Schwarzenegger knew nothing of politics. They see that now. You know, and my cousin I was talking to yesterday had a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he did not vote for Barack Obama or John McCain or anyone in between. He said the reason being because if he has to, quote unquote, choose the lesser of two evils, he decides to pick none. The only
and
way
he,
you can lose the game is if you play.
And guess what? He's just like me, and I applaud what he said because a wasted vote is wasting a vote that somebody you don't want to vote for. That's a wasted vote. I ain't wasting my vote this time because I'm a veteran, and I knew Benghazi was fucking for the election. Them soldiers was calling for help. He had a fucking drone, and we could bomb the motherfucker. He could have did something. I couldn't vote for him. I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I ain't vote this time.
I'm,
as a veteran, I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
I'm with Michael and Lowe's cousin because that's the way I did it for years because I didn't want to be a part of contributing to the decay of America. And I wasn't even that enlightened years ago. I just felt something was wrong, and I didn't want to put in somebody just because it was the lesser of two evils. So I decided not to put in either one of them, and I didn't know. And I wasn't enlightened enough or astute enough at that time to write in the candidate. If I had known, I would have written in a candidate. But my awakening came only in late 2006, only in the past few years. And that's because of the Internet. If it weren't for the Internet, I'd still be like, what's going on? I know something's wrong.
Wow.
What's going on?
Leapy Joe, huh?
Yeah, I mean, just what's going on.
Well, you know what? I will say this. Personally, as far as voting goes, I think that people should actually sit down and I agree with you guys. If you have to choose a lesser of two evils, then don't even partake in the whole system, regardless. You see, one thing that they always throw in black people's faces, especially other black people, you mean to tell me that they died for you to be able to have the right to vote? And, hey, regardless to that, if the system is corrupt, it's corrupt.
And hey, look, when I say that, and when people tell me that, I said, hold up. If you say I must vote, you're taking my right. Look, we fought the right to vote. So is my right to vote or not to vote? You saying I must vote, that's not freedom.
Right.
You know, that's not freedom. What are you talking about?
You saw all the foolishness and the shenanigans that was going on when our Puffy Combs came out a few years ago, vote or die and all that. You know, it was a joke. The whole thing was a joke. And
fourth branch of government.
I still have to ask, because I still haven't found out yet.
What's that?
How is it that one man, a black man, well, he's half black anyway, one man, how did one man ever get enough campaign money? He amassed more campaign money than
anybody.
Had
a billion.
How?
Him and Romney, a billion each, y'all.
That's right. And they try to make...
I'll tell you how Obama did. Obama did because he had people like Colonel Gaddafi giving him money to help him. And that man turned around and turned his back on all of those people that tried to help. All those countries, and I mentioned this last week, all of those countries that are in chronological order in the Bible is going to fall have started falling. They started falling. And Libya happened to be one of them.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're still stupid people, because I, as a libertarian, first I thought McCain would win, and then I saw a video, and I said, oh, boy. And then when Obama won New Hampshire and Iowa, the only black person in New Hampshire and Iowa was him and Michelle. And he got elected, and he went past that. He won the primaries. I said, okay, this bullshit is bullshit. And Michael's right. He got $1 billion, and people are saying, well, he got it from the grassroots, from the people. Get the fuck out of here.
Hollywood.
I agree.
Oh, you know he's selling the White House. You know he have a lobbyist where, though. Listen. It's five. Look, they got a boy. Look it up, y'all. He got a committee where, though, you can pay $500,000 to meet with Obama, and they have a little file. Yes, look at $500,000. He's saying you can meet with him, and these people who meet with him, they're actually going to have some legislation going on. So this man, he doing it. I can say one thing about Obama, man. He a good campaign. I ain't going to take it away, man. He know how to play politics, y'all.
Well, if you fucking had $1 billion motherfucking dollars, Jesus Christ, you fucking win, too.
Hey,
yeah,
without a doubt.
Know,
well, he close to it anyway.
One of the people that I never thought that I would be able to say something about Obama, and they actually thought about it, was my mama. And, I read something to my mama, and out of the Bible, and I said, who does that sound exactly like? And she agreed that the man that was being described in that Bible, very articulate, people will love him, he'll come at first with peace. There's nothing but rapture in him. And I'm not saying I believe in no church being picked up and none of that, because that's a lie that was brought in. But what I'm saying is the man brings nothing but destruction with him and lies.
Yes. They showed a clip, man. The man said, in one speech, he said four lies. See, you know, in 08, I wrote the polls. I was an election official for him. I mean, I was pumped up for him, man. So I'm letting you know, I judge him just like I judge him. I don't judge him as no black president like these Democratic stations I be hearing when I be going to work in the morning. I judge him on his job, and this time I just couldn't do it. Man, I was pumped up in 08. Man, I wrote the polls and everything.
You know what? The funny thing is that the brainwashing goes so deep. He wasn't elected because of black people. Black people were going to vote for the Democrat no matter who the Democrat was. Because
well, you got 61% white.
Yeah, I mean, black people vote 95% or more Democrat. So sure. It was the white people that put this guy into office. And when he got elected, I'm saying to myself, if that's all it took to turn white people into voting for a black guy to be their leader, what kind of fucking propaganda and brainwashing is going on here? Because I know we didn't have a post-racial fucking period.
America, right.
Yeah. So something had to
happen. No, first of all, that war changed and went. And I'm going to let you know, when I was an elected official, I had to help some of them old Caucasian men to their voting booth. They was voting for McCain, and them young, pretty white girls was coming in there, Obama, young white people, Obama. Of course, I ain't supposed to look, but, I mean, they needed help. Oh, I need help here. Boom, I seen the ones that the young white people was doing it. But them old white people, McCain. Right, but I mean, they asked me to, you know.
he was prepared. The liberal universities were set up years ago in order to make people feel liberal. And now you had Bush, that people hated it by the time he was about to get out. McCain was practically the same as Bush, but yet he was leading in the polls up until a few months before the election. And then Obama took over. Then Obama wins, and he wins because of white people having voted him in.
Well,
and because the liberal
61%.
Colleges, propaganda and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, he didn't win by a landslide. Some people said he won by a landslide. I read that he didn't win by a landslide, so I don't know exactly which is which.
Right.
Well, I never known a time when so much of America has been hated before George Bush. I mean, America's been hated, no doubt. But so much of America.
Oh, George Bush ignited so much hate. Jesus.
Exactly. No.
Well, I mean, after 9/11, everybody was on his side because, okay, people didn't quite like America, but America was held up to some esteem in the eyes of the rest of the world. But then 9/11 came, and then even Iran was on our side. But then this fucking scumbag has to go and invade Iraq for no reason whatsoever. And then after that, he starts killing people. The Marines and the Army start killing people inside their houses. A million refugees have to leave Iraq because of America. Hmm. Jeez, I wonder why people hate us.
Well, I'm letting you know, I went over there, and before you get on that plane, I'm sorry, I was ready to kill anything. I'm sorry. You already know if y'all went over there, that speech, I was ready to get. I'm sorry. you're going to go on orders, man.
At
but
that
it's
particular
funny,
time,
it's
everybody
funny that
was.
Y'all know that. Y'all know that low.
No. It's funny that you say that, and I'm going to tell you why.
2011. Yeah, no, I was too. In 2003. Yeah, I was for invading Iraq. Yeah.
I'm going to say it like this. Everybody that I knew in the military, they went to Iraq and wherever else we went to because we had to. You know, I mean, in all honesty, nobody ever thought, and to this day it still hadn't happened, that planes just got away and got off the grid and just hit buildings on their own without some help. Everybody knew that. You know,
there's a lot of fucking people who still think that George Bush protected America.
Okay, well, those are the idiots. We talking
no
about
kidding.
People who don't have common sense, you know.
Well, I'm talking about at the time, I'm in first calf, you know what I mean? So,
the majority of people still think that America, that
I was ready to kill
anything. Muslims now, the people from Saudi Arabia or Iraq or Al-Qaeda had something to do with it. If you take a look at the recent polls, a lot of people say, well, yeah, it's maybe the government, but most people will say, nah, it was, if it wasn't Saddam Hussein, it was either Saudi Arabia or Bin Laden. Bin Laden is the favorite straw man.
That right there, what you just said, Joe, most of the time when those polls come out,
mm-hmm.
most of the time it's demographics that they get those polls from, because I can tell you a small place I know of, if they go and ask anything, ask those people from that little one small community, hey, well, what do you think about the government? Let's say 10 years ago. Let's say when Bill Clinton funded the government. What do you think about the government? Is the government here to help you or this or that? Or those people would still say the same thing then that they say now. No, the government's not here to help me. Like I said, it's demographics. It's the people that you ask. If you go in a room full of homosexuals and say, hey, you think homosexuality is right? You're going to go back and your polls are going to say 95% of Americans now say that homosexuality is A-OK with them. So it's a demographic.
I don't like talking about homosexuality. I visualize the act too much. Let's move on to another subject.
I'm talking about
but I know what you're saying,
Lo.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just joking with you, Lo. You got to have a little fun, man.
Yeah.
Fun Monday, right?
Fun Monday.
Yeah, but hell, that's too far outside the box to be talking about having fun with Michael, you know.
But the thing is, I know what you're saying. But you know what? With these polls, if you actually take a look at the polls, and if you actually want to, you can make a poll say any fucking thing you want.
Right. It's just numbers, and numbers can be arranged any way you want them to be arranged. That's too easy.
Well, it's the questions.
The way the questions are worded.
The way the questions are worded. Right. Because I like numbers. I'm a numbers guy. I mean,
I'm never on that list, though, Joe? They never called my house. Who
are
these people they calling, dude? Who are they calling?
That's supposed to be.
You know what?
You can tell a lot about an area just by the median income, household income.
Yeah.
The attitude.
I mean, you know, you can hear where I live, right in my community. I'll say at least tell because I'm independent. 95% of the people in my community are Republican, and they're going to stay that way. And the other few, which probably just happens to be the black people, some of them are Democrats. But so, like I say, you can call and ask, hey, well, what do you think about Bobby Jindal? You'll have some of these dumbasses that just hold on to their state job, say, Bobby Jindal's the greatest thing. The Republican Party's doing great. Regardless of how the truth goes play out. And people will do that. And they may not know that they're being put in an actual poll. They'll take these numbers, regardless of how skewed they are, and they'll put them into the system.
Well,
73% of Americans in Louisiana say such and such, such, such. And there you have it.
And there you have it. That's it.
Hey, Lo, when I come down to Mardi Gras, man, I'm going to have to hook you up. I mean, I'm going to have to look you up, man. Come down there next year. I'm going to have to look you up, man. I never been down there.
Do that,
bro. Seriously, I'm gonna have to hook you up, man. I want to go down there next year, man. That's what I'm gonna do. Take a trip down there. I want to experience that because I was talking to some guys. They went down there and said it's real nice. But this was before Katrina, so.
Well,
yeah.
No. Hey, make sure we get Joe down there too, then.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's not London.
That's right. Bring in Ebony. She's not even here. Bring her in.
Well, I'm just saying.
I know.
Montana, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna ask. You're Italian?
I don't tell what I am.
Okay. Well, if you are Italian, leave that fishnet shirt and those pin necklaces.
Don't worry, I'm going to, if I'm going to Louisiana, I'm going to wear a lot of fucking bling just for you.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He'd be on the blotter report.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be on the blotter. It's okay. All right, y'all. We go get up out of here, man. Before we do, as we always do, since Michael finally decided to come back, we're going to go ahead and say, Michael, your final words, man.
All right, man, I haven't been calling while I'm in school now, so, but it's been great talking to y'all, and, I'm forced to go, but anyway, it's been great talking to y'all, man, you know, y'all take it easy, and hold y'all heads up, and I'll be talking to y'all soon.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye, Michael.
Gentlemen.
All right, Mr. Joe.
You know me, I'm a man of very few words at the end. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Probably.
Yeah okay. All right, Mr. Lowe.
Damn, so Joe's just the guy to kiss and walk out the door, huh?
Yeah.
Don't even lie and say, hey, I had fun and everything. Yeah. Good show, brother. Damn good show, man. Open Mic Monday was awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Soapbox Monday.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know.
Remember to throw that information in there for Friday, too.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Oh, I got that.
Yeah.
I got that.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Lo. Appreciate you, man. All right, y'all. Whoo, boy, I tell you, another great Soapbox Monday. That's right. It's no longer Open Mic Monday, y'all. It's Soapbox Monday. Also, let's see. Before I get my little final words, hey, check this out. Friday, from now on, the show will be at 2 p.m. on Friday. So no longer the 8 p.m. show. We'll be doing it at 2 p.m. on Friday. So look out for that. Freedom Friday. All right, and I keep reminding you. I will, of course. Oh, man, I tell you. Now for my final words. Oh, man. I look at my Facebook page about 8,000 times a day, and it's just amazing. It is. It's just amazing how many women are quick to post quotes and sayings about what a man is. It's just amazing. They have quotes about what it takes to be a man or what makes a good husband, you know. Or here's my favorite one right here. You can judge the character of a man by the woman he chooses. And, you know, as I look at that, I'm like, okay, really? Now, all that is good if a relationship was one-sided. I mean, that would be perfect. But very rarely do you see any women posting what it takes to make a good girlfriend, wife, or even just a good friend. So are we to believe that men are the reason that relationships fail? Are we really to believe that, ladies? Because if we continue to look at your postings, that's what you make it seem like. Now, if you believe that, then I have some prime land in Russia. I can say you cheat. I mean, without any problems whatsoever. You know what I mean? Without any problems. Now, what we need to do is simple. Ladies, before many of you start throwing those bricks, because y'all don't throw rocks, y'all throw bricks. You know, and a lot of you have no room to throw bricks, or even a damn pebble for that matter. You may want to invest in what they call a full-length mirror. And once you buy that mirror, you know, spend some days, months, even years for a few of you, because, you know, some of y'all need it. And see why you are failing in your relationships. It's easier to blame someone else than to admit you are the flawed one. You know, in today's terminology, I'm just saying. Think about it. All right, y'all. Well, that's the show for today. Thank you for joining us. Tomorrow, the title of the show will be Black African Divided We Fall. I'm sure that's going to be a hot one. So if you ain't got nothing, you don't have anything to do, join me. Hey, also, you can reach me on my Facebook page at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Send me an email, letstalk@gmail.com. And I am on Twitter at Driven4FRLife62. You know, those are the ways you can get hold of me. I'd like to hear from you. If you have any suggestions for topics or what have you, hey, let me know. I'll put them on the show. I will put them on the show. All right, y'all. Just remember to keep smiling, show appreciation of that someone special, and just appreciation of people, period. Sometimes you may not know them, but just a smile and a hello, it'll make somebody's day. You don't have to know them. And remember to forgive with an open heart. Forgive with an open heart. If you don't forgive with an open heart, and you say you forgive someone and your heart is still holding anger and malice, you haven't really forgiven. Okay? And forgive yourself as well. All right, y'all. Well, that's it for me. I see y'all Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 p.m. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Pacific time. Y'all have a great day. Y'all have a great day. Now I'm out of here.
getting off my ass. Hopping in the shower, then I'm headed off to class. Walking in late, so I'm sitting in the back. But I don't really care if it happens like that. Cause it's beautiful, the sun is shining bright. I'm feeling wonderful. I've got a date tonight with a lovely girl who's got nice style. And I've been waiting on her for a while. I listen to the music as I walk down the street. A smooth jazz flow, different kind of beat. All the people passing by never seem to stop, but it's okay.